Blog Talk Radio.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on approach. You wanna join the conversation, gotta pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, or clay. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. And when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
This is Johan, and when I'm not practicing law or being a professor out at Hofstra University, I talk sports, I debate sports. For some great sports talk and debate, check out the Mayor on After Further Review on Tuesday nights. Call in, call in, call in, call in.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I should have left you without some dope sports to step to. What's going on? It's the Mayor in the building. After Further Review is in your hair and in your eye. We're back, man. Back in full effect and all that, man. You know what I mean? GQ Pals is in the building. Big Rich is in the house. You know, holding it down. And Mr. Lena's in the building. Shout out to them. Let's get it popping, man. I got my man in the building, Sean Bliggity, Sean Black, True Wine Connoisseurs. Know what I mean? The soloist is in the building. Sean Black, what's good, man? Welcome to the bigger show, man. We just going to get in right into it. Sean Black, what's good?
Ain't nothing, man. Cooling out, man. Just looking through the paper. You know, I had to borrow the almanac from the guard.
Yeah, to borrow the almanac. No all right, what's happening, man? What you want to get into, man? Because, you know, we could get all over the place, you know. Got game 3 of the finals about to pop off in a few minutes. Know what I mean? Want to get into the Rangers and their situation right now. It's just looking real bleak for them. But what you want to get into, my dude? And thanks for calling the show, man. No doubt, man. We're going to get into you in a minute. But thanks for calling the show. Well, where you want to start at?
I mean, basically, I want to start at, you know, Phil's triangle, you know, bringing the triangle to NY.
Oh, yeah. All right. No doubt with the Derek Fisher situation and all of that. Derek Fisher named the head coach of the New York Knicks today. You know what I mean? $25 million for 5 years. You know, the triangle is here in the building. So what's your opinion of that, man? Because I have an opinion about that, too. But what do you think about that situation?
I mean, that's a good look, man. I always looked at Derek as being a New York-style point guard. He won championships over there in L.A., you know what I mean?
Mm.
I think it's a good look.
No doubt. And as far as getting the respect factor, do you think that, you know, he's going to come in right away and command that type of, you know, because he's not a player teammate no more. He's now, you know, now it's a different relationship now with the,
yeah,
you know, being as a coach now. He has to step into those shoes and treat the players probably that he used to, you know, run up and down the court with now as, you know, kind of like, you know, you work for me now. You know what I mean? I'm the coach and you're the player. So how do you think that dynamic might change, and how do you think he's going to be able to handle that?
I mean, that's good because he got young, you know, it's a whole new league. It's a younger league, so they probably, you know, work more efficiently with that, with a person that just fresh off the court as opposed to a person that's been sitting down, you know, in the book for 10 or 12 years. I think it works better. Jason Kidd did a good job this year.
Yeah, no doubt. Mark Jackson, you know what I'm saying?
You know?
Yeah, so.
I love Mark. I wish he would have coached the Knicks, you know?
Yeah. But, you know, Phil wanted to bring somebody that was right on his level, somebody that, you know, he could keep his thumb on or whatever. But, again, you brought up a good point, man, about the league getting younger. I think as far as the coaches, it's getting back to a situation where the coaches are getting younger, too. So I don't think the Larry Browns of the world or the George Carls are going to be around that much longer, you know what I mean? Because it's a new dynamic is taking over as young as far as being able to communicate with today's player, you know what I mean? And being a point guard, it's like an extension of a coach on the floor. So you know how to run a team. You know what to do, where everybody's supposed to be, but now you're just doing it from a coaching aspect of it. So, I mean, do you think that, you know, Carmelo will be able to, you know, listen to, you know, what Derek Fisher is going to bring as far as his knowledge of the triangle offense?
Of course, of course, of course. The only thing I see wrong with the Knicks, me, you know, being a fan and watching, is like they got, you know, they need that big three. If they would have brought Kevin Love, you know, that would give Melo a chance to go coast to coast, more sales, a D-Wade style, and have somebody to get the more offensive words.
Yeah, no doubt. But, I mean, my thing is, man, I think that the Knicks need a proper point guard, man. I think the Knicks need somebody that's going to put some fear in somebody's heart. That's where I think it starts at. That's where I think we start to get our respect back as being, you know, it's the mecca of basketball. And you know, if you haven't played the Garden or you haven't played in New York City, you haven't really experienced it or whatever. But we never had a point guard that, you know, brought the funk like that, man.
Yeah,
and, you know,
out of all
these point guards that come out of the city, you know, nobody, you know, we haven't had anybody on the Knicks that has that demands that kind of attention and that brings that kind of presence to the floor. And I think that if we had that, you know what I mean, a point guard that really thinks about distributing the ball and being a facilitator instead of trying to jack up 25 or 30 shots a game.
True,
you know?
True.
But, yeah, man, I mean, hopefully, again, man, it's about Phil Jackson and him, you know, putting his mark on the team. And basically he made the coaching move now. My thing is about the move to Derek Fisher is that if he can last 5 years, if he can live through the life of his contract, then the Knicks are going to be straight.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
You know? If he lives, of course the first year is going to be going through some growing pains or whatever, but by 2015, we should be saying something, making some noise, man. Real talk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And as a Knicks fan, I always kept it in this proper perspective. When they was garbage, I talk about them like they garbage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm not one of those
pie in the sky. If I don't say everything good about the Knicks, I'm not a Knicks fan. Get out of here. Miss me with that.
Yo. Hey, yo, the funny thing, though, I don't know if it's, you know, spirits or whatever, but whenever St. John's is doing really, really good, the Knicks is doing really, really good.
Is that St. John's?
You noticed that?
You said St. John's, right?
Yeah. If St. John's is doing really, really having a splendid year, then the Knicks will have a splendid year.
Yeah, man. But, I mean, you know, that situation right there, St. John's, I mean, to me, in my opinion, ever since they changed the name, that's when they went down the tubes, man.
When they changed the name to the Red Storm and all of that, I was like, come on, yo.
You're taking away the heart and the essence of what it is to be St. John's basketball, man.
Yeah, you right.
Come on, son.
You know, I mean,
no disrespect to nobody, and we're living in a different day and time right now, my dude. But come on, yo. You know what I mean? And it's almost been 20 years since they did that.
Think about it. And still they
trying to talk about, you know, what's going on in Washington. And I think that if they change that one, they're going to have to change them all. And they don't want to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to have to change Atlanta. They're going to have to change the Cleveland Indians. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You see how Syracuse changed?
Yeah.
So, no disrespect to nobody, man. But if you're going to affect the change, then go ahead and do it. But as far as, you know, with that St. John's thing, that's a touchy subject right there, yo. Because we go back to the Duncan David Russell days, Mullen and Walter Berry.
You said bring the almanac, so.
You know what I mean? Mark Jackson, the whole nine, Weddington, all that. You know what I'm saying?
That's just
my opinion. When they changed it to the Red Storm, that's when everything went down the tubes, yo. And again, like you said, to your point, you know, when St. John's is popping, the Knicks are popping. So hopefully St. John's Steve Lavin can do some things out there and put St. John's back on the map, yo.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes,
shout out to St. John's, man. Word up,
no
man.
No question. Red Storm or the Red Man. Shout out to
That's what
them.
It is. But yeah, man, we're not even gonna get those matchups like we used to no more, because they done broke everything up, man. No more biggies.
I know.
You know what
I'm saying? I know.
We just gotta deal with this new way of how things are going. Everything is separated because of money, man. You know what I mean? So all the traditional rivalries are gone.
Yay.
They're playing each other at once every 4 years. Syracuse and Georgetown, they just announced that they'll have a series, a home and home, starting in 2015. When they used to play on the regular,
yeah.
You could always count on a Syracuse Georgetown game on
yeah,
Channel 9. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, that's what bugged me out.
You know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's
I mean, you know, we go
out.
Back right there to After Further Review. It goes down. You listen to After Further Review, man. GQ Power Sports in the building. I got my man, Sean Black, True Wine Connoisseurs. You know what I mean? The soloist is in the building. We're going to get into that in a minute, my G. But, yeah, man, I mean, it's all good with me, man. But my college team is Syracuse, though, man. But,
always,
yeah, St. John's,
always,
man, they need to definitely get back on the map and make some things happen, man.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm kind of mad to move to the ACC, man. I looked at that this year and said, man, I'm getting old, man.
Yeah, I mean, Sean? I think the ACC, man, we're going to, you know, we made some noise this year, man. I think Syracuse, we kind of got tired towards the end. You know what I mean?
True.
We was killing the ACC. We had a good game against, a couple good games
true.
Against Duke.
True.
You know what
true.
I mean? That's going to really, you know, we got to step our game up because the ACC is a beast.
Of course. Georgia
the ACC
Tech.
Is a beast,
of
man.
Course.
And we went
of
down
course.
There. We did all right for the first season in the ACC. I think Syracuse represented. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But towards the end, I think we got tired when we finally got to number one because we was trying to get to number one. We finally got to number one, then we lost. I think we lost our first game. We lost to Boston College.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And
I was very disappointed in how we lost in the tournament. You know what I mean? And you know, with Tyler Ennis taking the shot at the end, you know, a three-pointer, even though we only needed two to tie.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know what I mean? That type of stuff right there.
Mm-hmm.
And how Dayton was letting us back in the game. Dayton wasn't even trying to win. Dayton had the free throws at the end of the game. They missed the first, made the second, so we still was only down by two. And Tyler Ennis, I don't know what he was thinking about, man. He just tried to pull up for a three-pointer and be the hero, and Syracuse lost, man. But it is what it is. And he, you know, he's going to the NBA draft, so it is what it is, man.
Cool.
But again, man, Syracuse
cool.
is going, you know, we're going to do our thing in the ACC, man. But it gets
Hopefully.
Easier because the ACC is crazy every night, man. Every night.
Because he hated the ACC. Remember them games against Duke and
North Carolina? Yeah,
small,
man. Yeah.
Remember them games.
Yeah. And even when North Carolina State was good, you know, so
Maryland,
went to, you know, Coach Val Banner and all that, man. You know, North Carolina State was popping, you know, and the ACC
yeah.
tournaments used to always be rocking, man. I remember,
always.
You know, when Kenny was playing for Georgia Tech,
Dennis Scott, yes sir.
You know what I mean?
Yes sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So I mean,
yes,
you know,
sir.
The ACC down at the Omni in Atlanta, so the tournaments was always popping. No, North
yes,
Carolina. That, I mean, that was always one of the best tournaments, man, in the country, the ACC.
Yes.
Good basketball comes out of there, man. And, you know, it's an honor and a privilege to, you know, for Syracuse to be down there rocking. But, you
yes.
know, nothing beats
yes.
the Big East, man. Big East
yes.
Mondays, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know?
Yes. But
so,
now
I mean, it is what it is. It's a money
yes.
grab, my G.
Yes.
And we
yes.
just got to, you know, we just enjoy what happens on the field between the lines and all that, man.
Yes.
And we, you know, that's what we're here to talk about it or whatever, man, and discuss it and
yes.
debate it however you rock. 646-200-3838 is the math. We got the mayor in the building back in full effect, man. I haven't rocked with y'all since May 29th, man, but it's all good. Feeling like, you know what I mean, we never fell off. We never went nowhere. Shout out to the GQ Powers family in the building, man. Richie O, Richie Money, however you want to slice it in the building. Miss Lavina holding it down. Shout out to the Diva Squad, Chicky Chick, the Belvins, and everybody else. But it's the man holding it down. NBA Finals, Spurs and Heat tied in a game apiece, man. They get ready to jump off game 3, 9 o'clock on ABC and all that. NHL Finals. I'm going to get into this right quick, Sean Bligety. I got my man Sean Black, True Wine Connoisseurs in the building with me. The soloist
yes,
is rocking out with the mayor. Check it out. NHL Finals, man. My Rangers, man. They letting me down, man.
Yeah.
I mean, how many two goal leads can you blow? We was up 2-0 in game one, lost in overtime.
Yeah.
We was up 2-0 in game two. We was up 3-1. We was up 4-2 and lost in overtime. And last night, I don't know what happened last night. It's just that, you know, I mean, I talk about it again on other shows, man. The Kings are bigger than the Rangers physically, but the Rangers are faster. But I just think that, you know, a lot of times, if you watch the series, I watch the series, man, almost every minute of the first three games of the Stanley Cup Finals. And it seems like a lot of the bad luck plays are going the Rangers' way, man. The Rangers, you know, the puck will be there, the Rangers won't be there, they'll miss a shot. They're, you know, this kind of like dumb stuff. But again, man, they got to definitely step up. It's about pride tomorrow night, man. Madison Square Garden, stand up, man. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Nobody expected the Rangers
yes.
to be here, but I picked the Rangers to get to the finals. Understand that. I picked the Rangers because I like what I saw, and
yes.
it is what it is right now. Where are you with that, man, if you're even watching the finals?
I mean, I glanced at it, and I seen that the Rangers was down two games, but look who they came against. They played against the LA Kings. The Kings is notorious in the playoffs, just like the Bruins is notorious in the playoffs, man.
Yeah.
They
can
be reckless in hockey, man. That's it, man. You know,
I mean, you know,
it's something about playing in LA. In any sport, playing in L.A. in June, it's just a shakiness with it, man. I don't know what it is, man. I see dudes freeze up in all kind of sports just playing in L.A. in June. I don't know what it is. I think it's the spirit or something, man.
Yeah, man, but I need the spirit of something to get into the Rangers, man, and so they can make some things happen for in this final, man, and represent. Because, no, you couldn't have told me that the Rangers was going to get swept. You know what I mean? And again, man, the Rangers could be up two games to one. But it's just
right.
that I don't know if they're getting tired. You know what I mean? They're getting wore down towards the end of games. They're not protecting, you know, Henrik Lundqvist in the crease. You know what I mean? They're making bad mistakes, taking bad penalties, nothing coming up on the power play and none of that, man. But you know, the Rangers definitely gotta step it up, man. They're down three games to none. And they definitely got to step it up. You're listening to After Further Review, man. Again, 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. I got Kia in the building. Kia, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. What's up?
Hi, good evening, everyone.
What's good with you? What's going on?
You know what? I'm ready for football. I am so ready for football.
You know what? we got my man Sean Black in the building. She wanted kind of
fun. The
soloist in the building. Kid, go ahead, talk about it. I'm going to give you your minute to shine. Go ahead and make it happen. You ready for football?
80 days and counting. It's going to be 79 days and counting tomorrow. I'm going to be counting.
How many days is it until September 28th?
Come on. You know what?
Tampa Bay all day. Tampa Bay Buccaneers all day.
I'm ready for college football. I'm ready for football. I am ready.
All right, you ready for football. You just said that 12 times. You just said that for 12 times. Now, you ready for football.
I'm ready for my Lakers to select a coach. I'm ready for a coach for the Lakers.
You ready for a coach for the Lakers? Now, what you want to get into first? You want to get into your football or you want to get into your coach for the Lakers?
But
I know you
football.
Got something to say about Derek Fisher going to the Knicks.
You know what? I think it's a smart move.
Okay.
I think he'd be fine there.
Okay.
I saw the day when I posted he got 161 playoff wins and Knicks got 40, so it should be a boost. That should be a boost for his resume.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, like, you know, I was discussing earlier with Sean. I said, you know, it's a good look. Can't be mad at it. You know what I mean?
But
my thing with it, my mission statement for Derek Fisher being, you know, the coach of the New York Knicks is that if he finishes this contract 5 years, then we should be good money. That's all I'll say about it.
I agree.
Yes.
They have asked the Lakers for permission to talk to Kurt Rambler.
I'm quite sure.
The Lakers gave permission to them for the Knicks to talk to. So Phil Jackson is accepting his guys. These are really pulling his guys together now. You got to admit, Phil Jackson, I won't underestimate him. I know how great he is.
Kia, hold that thought for a second. Hold that thought. I got somebody else on the line. Brian, what's good, man? Welcome to the bigger show. I got my man Brian in the building. What's good, man?
What up?
What's happening?
What up? All right. What's up? I'm good. What's up?
All right, no good. Thanks for calling the bigger show, man. I got you in the building.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, Kid, what was you saying?
I'm just saying, good. Phil Jackson is putting together his protege. He's putting together his guys. I was surprised, but it's the right move. Derek Fisher, is something about that move. I like the move. And Fisher is a smart guy. He's a smart guy.
You hear a lot of people talking about how, he just came off the court. He's a rookie. You can't use that as an excuse no more.
Oh, no.
You got many examples of what's, why not to say that. You got Mark Jackson. You got Jason Kidd right across the bridge now. Now it's really going to be crazy.
But the difference with Fisher is he tasted what it's like to win and to play under Jackson. You know what I'm saying? He has something different that the next coach didn't have. Or Mark Jackson.
Jason Kidd won the title with Dallas.
No, Fisher tasted it. Yeah, he won, but no, Fisher has been around championships.
Okay, I got you. Okay, he's been around.
It's just that he tasted under Phil Jackson leadership.
Right.
So
that's why I so high of him. He got that connect.
What he got for Phil, he's going to bring to the Knicks. It's just something. He's totally different from Mark Jackson and Kidd. I'm not taking nothing from them. But this is the right move.
No doubt. Brian, man, what's good, man? What you want to add to the conversation? You in the building, man.
Man.
You know, it goes down over here, baby. You better come on with it. It goes down.
And it's also going down over here in Miami, man. I'm actually in my car on the way over to the game right now as we speak, man. So, on that note, talking about this conversation with the New York Knicks, Derek Fisher being the coach, you know, young guy with no experience, with inexperience whatsoever. We did see the same things happening with the Brooklyn Nets coach now. What's his name?
Jason Kidd.
There you go. We saw Jason Kidd. Inexperienced whatsoever as a coach, and look at where he made him. Look at how far he's gotten, though, man. I think Derek Fisher can pull it off, but he ain't gonna lead him to like a very good season. He'll lead him to a decent season, but give him 2 years.
I agree with you. Next year might be a wash. You know what I mean? It's gonna be a learning experience for everybody. But the year after, 2015. That's when it's gonna get lovely around Madison Square Garden. That's what I'm expecting for it to be lovely by then.
I think it's gonna be an interesting year this year. I just think it's gonna be different. I think the Knicks can make the playoffs this season. The upcoming season. It may not get far, but it's gonna be a different look on Derek Fisher because of the fact he has been coached under Phil Jackson. The same way with that coach in Miami. What did he have? Nothing. He wasn't no experience. Nothing.
Yeah, he was in the film room.
He was nothing. And his foolish came from Pat Riley. So the same Derek, his foolish came from Pat Riley. He was nothing.
No doubt.
He probably had a pot to piss in, but Pat Riley put him. So you got
and Pat Riley gave him a window to throw it out of.
And that's it. Now look what Jackson's doing.
Let me ask you this. How far have the Knicks gone? They've only made it to the playoffs, baby. They've only made it to, like, the first and second.
Don't dread on the past.
They never made it far.
This is a new leadership now. That's the past. How far did the Heat make it before they even got Pat Riley? You got to be funded.
Yeah, you gotta look at it from both sides of the coin, my dude. I mean, again, as being, the Miami Heat, where they are right now because, they put together a squad and made it happen and stuff like that. But it was years when nobody was cheering, nobody was rocking with the Heat like that.
Oh, please.
You know what I mean? And no disrespect to nobody and nothing like that, man, because it is, everybody has a birthday. Everybody gets a chance to celebrate and But the point being that we're trying to make is we want to hear you when it's down. I'm a Knicks fan. I can't wait till the Knicks win. But I was down when the Knicks wasn't winning. I'm going to give them the business. But that's my team. But I don't want to see nobody coming out the woodwork talking about their Knicks fan. Where was you at last year?
Exactly.
Where was you with Bargnani tore his elbow up?
Mm-hmm.
Where was you when Felton was, you know, coming out of the precinct? You know what I'm saying? So don't come at me when times is good and everything is lovely.
I hope he's the first one packing his bag for you guys. I hope he's
So, I mean, you know, as a fan, you know, you got to appreciate what you got. But how do you rock with the good times when you never experienced no bad times?
I agree with that. You know,
fan is short for fanatic. So I won't get into all of that. You be a supporter of your squad or whatever, but be a strong supporter. That's all we saying.
Yeah.
Be a strong supporter of your team. You rock with whoever you rock with, but rock with them.
You know I'm gonna keep these New York Knicks fans. Like, you know, I know who's who New York Knicks fans.
Yeah, I mean, you know
are.
What I'm saying. As Knicks fans, it is what it is. But see, it's become a divide. Like I was telling Sean earlier in the show, Sean, it's like a thing where if you're not, you know, hugging, you know, their shorts. Or saying that, you know, the sun is going to come out tomorrow like Annie, you're not a real Knicks fan. You can't tell the truth. Nobody wants to hear the truth.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or you hate. How can I hate on my own team? I love them like you love them.
Right.
But unfortunately,
like
you got
it's
your
like
eyes closed.
It's like the Yankees. You got to be with them.
Yeah, with the Yankees.
And winning.
Yeah, you
got to
weather that storm with the Yankees. Weather
even with the Yankees, yo.
Right.
The Yankees at 500 right now. I'm hating it right now, man.
Oh, God, I'm hating it.
You know what I mean? But, I got 27 championships to fall back on, but I don't do that.
Don't worry about those.
Those are that. Like,
you
just said earlier, that's in the past.
You can't love that.
Can't live off of that. You cannot live off of
that. Can't live off that, bro.
You know what I mean?
Yankees,
yo, we rocking right now. You rocking with the mayor, yo. After further review in the building, GQ Palace Radio, a.k.a. GQ Palace Sports, a.k.a. GQ Mansion, and all of that good stuff in the building. Rich Money holding it down. Mr. Vina's in the building and all that good stuff right there. I got my man Brian in the building with me. My man Sean Bliggity, Sean Black, True Wine kind of stores in the house. We're going to touch on that later. And you know I got Kia in the house with me. Shout out to War Room Sports, man. What up, Dev? I see you holding me down and all of that. Shout out to the Partly Sunny Crew Show. I see you, Wacko Bob, Sunny, and all of that. Brian's in the house. Not 97. Yeah. I see you. I'm in the building. I got you, my G. We in the building, man. The World Cup's about to pop off on Thursday, man. United States is getting ready to take on Ghana, who's knocked them out in the last two World Cups, man. It's not looking good, man, for the United States, man. Everybody wants to, you know, hand out orange slices and pineapple slices for participating. But tell the truth, man. You know what I mean? I don't know if the United States is going to get out of their group, man. They rocking with Ghana, and Ghana's no joke. I just wanted to touch on that. Real quick, man, Cotto Martinez, man, who watched the fight, man? This past
Saturday. You know, my boy, you know, I saw that damn fight.
I didn't think that it was, you know, I didn't really think that it was nothing to really talk about because, you know, it seemed like Cotto walked through Martinez. You know, knock him down three times in the face? And Brian, he didn't really touch Martinez, man. He just kind of like, you know, brushed to get the. He didn't land anything really solid. But he knocked him down three times in the first round.
Dude, after those times, you know, that he almost knocked him out in the third, you know, in those three times, I was like, bro, is this how the fight is going to really end?
Right.
So, really? I expected the fight to be, you know, to go a little bit more, man. But
right.
But damn, seven rounds, really?
Right. You expected it to be more competitive, man. I just think that,
exactly,
you know,
man.
Again, like I said, man, earlier, somebody came prepared and somebody didn't. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's that simple. So in your opinion, Brian, what's next for Cotto?
Dude, what's next for Cotto is like I want to see him get the fight against Floyd Mayweather. I really do want to see that fight.
He's ducking him.
Dude, Floyd Mayweather doesn't have an opponent for September. That could be a good fight.
He's ducking him.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but I want to see that fight.
We'll really see.
Whether Mayweather can actually put himself to the test, because he really hasn't tested himself yet. He hasn't found.
And he's not. That's who Floyd is. And finally, after all these years, people finally starting to see him for what he is.
Mhm.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And I've been saying that for the longest time. I stand my ground. You can't tell me nothing about Floyd Mayweather because Floyd Mayweather ain't fought nobody.
Mm-hmm.
If Floyd Mayweather fight Manny Pacquiao and shut me up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, Floyd Mayweather could retire today or tomorrow. His career would be incomplete because people would be like, why you didn't fight Manny?
Mm-hmm.
You fought everybody else not named Manny Pacquiao.
Why didn't you fight anybody good? That's going to be the main question.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you beat a lot of people or whatever. You knocked out Ricky Hatton, so did Manny Pacquiao.
Uh-huh.
You beat up Oscar De La Hoya, so did Manny Pacquiao.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, what's the deal?
Photo, so did Manny Pacquiao.
You came up with all these excuses about the blood, about the money, this and that and the third, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Get in the ring with that man, yo. And all the controversy, all the speculation, all the debate, it's on you. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if he's not fighting nobody named Manny Pacquiao, I'm not really interested. And he's got to come up with a name. So, Cotto, Cotto sounds like a good look. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Marquez,
but, I mean, is it the same song and dance we're going to get? Or are we going to get a better Cotto?
Mm-hmm.
Marquez is another good name you can go get.
I mean, Marquez, I don't know. If you want to put him in there,
if you could.
But he can't dunk Manny Pacquiao
man.
No more. That's supposed to be the mandatory.
That'd be a good rematch. Come on.
That's supposed to be his mandatory. So what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? So, again, man.
I mean, if he's only wanting to take, you know, young and up-and-coming fighters so he can kick their asses in, you know, it ain't going to help. It ain't going to cut.
Right. But, I mean, that goes without saying because we see that's what he does. You know what I mean? He picks his fights and he picks the fights that are to his advantage, and nothing's wrong with that. We're not taking nothing away from you, but fight everybody. All the greats and all the people who are considered great fought each other once, twice, three times. Come on now.
Yep.
I ain't gonna sit there and talk about you better than Sugar Ray Leonard. No, you not.
Mm-hmm.
No, you not. You ain't nowhere close to Sugar Ray Leonard. Period.
She says he's the best fighter in the world.
Period. You ain't nowhere close. And I'm the man. 646-200-3838 is the math. Holler at your boy. Floyd Mayweather nowhere near Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard beat up Floyd Mayweather's daddy. Holler at your boy.
Uh-huh.
So don't show me nothing about no shoulder roll. I don't want to see that. Sugar Ray be like, I've seen that already. Hold that, bang. So don't tell me nothing about Sugar Ray Leonard and Floyd Mayweather. There's no comparison over here. He gets no wins over here. None.
I don't think Mayweather would have fought Hadley three times.
Wait, Sean, what you say?
I don't think Mayweather would have fought Hadley three times.
Yo, I think that's that Hadley Sugar Ray Leonard fight, yo, was one of the best things I ever seen in my life, man. Because I won $1,500 that night, man. I was the only one in the spot that was rocking with Sugar Ray Leonard. The only one. And it was heated in that building, son.
I
needed securities, B. Word up.
Hadley came in chiseled, too.
Sugar Ray was a perfect fight, man. He made it look pretty.
He made it look pretty against Hagler, man. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He tapped, and got out of there. Bang, bang, bang. You know what I mean? He was like, and to me, in the beginning, I remember that night. Those are some of the nights that you don't forget. You know what I'm saying? That night, Sugar Ray was beasted on Hagler. Hagler couldn't mess with him. Then in the middle round, Hagler started reaching. He started getting at him, making a closer fight up. Because Hagler was getting him now. Don't get it twisted. It was a close fight. But Sugar Ray was piling up the points. Sugar Ray had won. He had mad rounds in his pocket. By the sixth round, he had like five rounds in his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I remember that night. Shout out to Sugar Ray Leonard, man. He never let me down. You know what I mean? But again, back on the original topic, him, you know what I mean, and Floyd Mayweather, not on the same level. Not at all, man.
Nah.
Not at all.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean?
I
Nah,
yeah, we back in the head. We back in the building, hitting you in the head, man. After further review, GQ Palace Radio, aka GQ Palace Sports, is in the building. You got the mayor in the house, man. June 10th, 2014. After further review, we chopping it up. I got my man Sean Bligety in the building. True Wine Connoisseurs.
Sir.
I got my man Brian in the house, and I got Kia in the building holding me down. You know the math. 646-200-3838. Like my man says on the opening credits, you know what it is. Shout out to California Chrome. They did you dirty. I understood. I totally understood where the owner was coming from. I totally got it, even though he was mad and he was talking out of frustration, but he was telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
How do you want to have three races and horses that haven't competed in all three of the races just all of a sudden just jump in the last race fresh after you had this one horse, California Chrome, race three times in 5 weeks? That don't make sense, and it's not fair. And I get where he was coming from with that. You know what I mean? But people are like, well, to be the best, you got to beat the best. How do you get in the Kentucky Derby in the first place?
Yeah.
I didn't know that you had to accumulate points or whatever. So that should carry over to the Preakness, right? Which should carry over to the Belmont, right? So if you're a Triple Crown winner, you win all three races, how come all the horses can't compete in all three races?
Exactly, man.
That, I mean, it's just common sense. And that owner was right. That's all. That's all he's saying. That's like if I run 20 miles in a race, I run 19 miles, and you coming in the last mile, and bottom line, you fresh, and you win the race. That's crazy. So that's all he was saying, and that's why I said I totally get it. You know what I mean? We touch all bases, man. You know what I mean? I just wanted to holler at that, man. Shout out to California Chrome, man. We knew it wasn't going to go down. You knew it wasn't going to go down. So shout out to all the people who wasted their money on California Chrome, man. And that owner was definitely right. And I don't see why he had to get on TV and apologize. And I think that's what's going on. Everybody always apologizing for telling the truth. I'm never going to apologize for telling the truth, yo. You can't handle the truth? I don't know. Watch that movie again or something. I don't know what to tell you. You know what I'm saying? You got the mayor in the building, man. After further review, it goes down. Hard Body Karate, the originator. Not the duplicator, baby. Holler at your boy, 646-200-3838 is the mathematics. Real quick, Key, I don't know if you know about the situation with Manny Machado with the Orioles when he threw the bat in the direction of Josh Donaldson for Oakland A's.
Yeah, I just wanted to currently came out today.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, you're never supposed to do that, but... I'm not going to blame that on Manny Machado because it stemmed from an incident the night before when he felt like he got tagged too hard in a rundown or something like that. But, I mean, I just kind of feel like, in me, that was kind of weak, yo. You know, let that rock, man. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't really trying to hurt you when he laid the tag. He tagged you. You fell backwards. You felt some kind of way. You slammed down your helmet and you want to fight.
I understand it, but he threw his back.
Yeah, he threw it on purpose. You can tell he threw it on purpose.
Yes, he threw the bat.
You know, I mean, he got suspended. They just announced it about an hour ago. He got suspended for 5 games.
And he should just, out of frustration, he threw a deadly weapon. That's that bat.
Yeah, he's supposed to be one of the new dudes in baseball. That's a bad look for him. I hope they don't hold him.
Bad at somebody.
Huh?
He's a great player.
Yeah, it's a bad look for him.
Yeah, it's a bad look.
Yeah. And he's also a great player, man. I mean, why would he do that, man? You know, seriously.
He's definitely a good player. And I don't understand why he, you know, he don't look like the type that would even be about that life. You know what I mean? Throwing bats and all that at people, you know. But I guess he felt some kind of way about it. But you know what, though? Josh Donaldson is nice, too. He might be mad that Josh Donaldson is almost better than him. Might be better than him.
But, you know, he not taking nothing from him because he is, but he could have had, if something would have happened, he would have injured somebody.
Yeah. He'd have had some explaining to do.
So repercussion behind that because you're frustrated because the day before.
Yes.
Very true.
And you can tell when you see the highlight, you can tell it wasn't no thing where, you know, sometimes a bat might slip out of their hands or whatever.
No, this was deliberate.
The pitch had already came, and they just kind of like flung the bat in the direction of Josh Donaldson, who was at third base.
Yep.
Playing third base for the Oakland A's.
Clearly.
But man.
That frustration has been taken out on home runs, balls going out the park. That's what his frustration is in home runs.
That was just a dumbass move by him.
Yeah, that's definitely gonna be a bad look on his record or whatever. But yeah, I gotta give a recipe. Hold up. I gotta give a recipe shout out to Bob Welsh, man. He passed away today, man. He was the last pitcher to win 25 games. You know what I'm saying? And you know, he was good. He was a nice pitcher and all of that. But I remember him from the 78 World Series Game 2 when he struck out Reggie Jackson to end the game. It was kind of like one of, you know, he was a rookie back in 78 or whatever, and that was like one of the a highlight moment. And it was I remember that. It was tension filled or whatever, and you know, Reggie got up there thinking he was going, you know, crack this dude, and Bob Welsh wasn't scared, and he struck Reggie out. But unfortunately, the next time that he faced Reggie in the World Series, Reggie cracked him with like 450 feet home run or whatever. But again, man, rest in peace to Bob Welsh, man.
Did you see they highlighted the Nationals pitchers starting lineup? What, they got 47 strikeouts, 0 walks in the last 6 games?
I mean, Strasburg is pitched well his last few starts. You know what I mean? He's finally coming into his own. I think this is the time that he's going to get it together, hopefully, because they've been waiting a couple of years for him to get right.
I gotta find my book because I'm trying. I know you probably have. I gotta know. I think I did have the Nationals one of the teams, major teams. Cause I just gotta find my paper that I wrote everything down.
Now you on the Nationals now?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not on the Nationals.
He is on the Nationals, ladies and gentlemen. Let's put that out there. He is on the Nationals right now.
Shout out
to the Detroit Tigers. Hey, where is this dude at that's supposed to be calling the show about the Detroit Tigers?
Oh, they
You see
weak.
You see what the Cleveland Indians doing, right?
They weak.
You see what the Cleveland
they
Indians
weak.
Doing,
don't
right? Don't mess with me. You come
they
in here for the king, you best not miss. Do not mess with me.
I try to tell you.
It don't stop. Rich money, it don't stop, my G. It don't stop. You come aiming for the king. You just not miss, baby. Look at the Cleveland Indians. I told you. I'm the man, baby. Oh, and you see Stephen A. Smith? Stephen A. Smith is the mayor.
Please.
Did you see? I was like, what? Oh, yo. They bite. Hey, yo, Sean Biggity, they biting early, man.
Yo.
They biting early, man. Stephen A. Smith is the mayor of South Beach. They biting
the
early, man.
Man, don't be mad. Tanaka, man.
Tanaka is the truth, man. If it wasn't for Tanaka, where would we be?
We would
Send
be
that money.
We would be Send
that money,
God.
Man.
You know
money,
what I'm saying?
Man.
I mean, Tanaka's doing his numbers, man. He's all we got right now, man.
Yes, sir.
And Jerry Jeter.
He's keeping the Yankees afloat.
I mean, yeah, he definitely is. He's definitely the best of the Yankees
he's
got right now. Yeah, he's doing what he's supposed to be doing, and nobody else is really doing what they're supposed to be doing. And that's the messed up part.
Yeah, that is money well spent by the Yankees.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I mean, to keep it 100 with you, that has yet to be determined. If it's money well spent. I'm just going to say it like that because, again, I'm hoping for the best, but we got to win. You know what I'm saying, Kia?
We
can win 25 games. If we don't make the playoffs, what does it mean?
For some reason, it doesn't make a difference. He had never straddled off course. He had never, even though with all the struggles he did, the other pitchers are going through, he stayed focused.
Yankees are struggling
big time. But Tanaka come out there with his game, stays ready to win a ball game. And what did he do with?
Yeah.
Except that one game.
Yes.
Now,
just the Cubs. I mean, the Cubs got him because that was the second time they saw him. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, I mean, you got to give him that. But, he's holding it down. I'm hoping, you know, maybe a couple more good starts. They might talk about him starting the All-Star game. You know what I mean? Tanaka's the best thing going for the Yankees right now.
Oh, yes, he's the best thing. He's the face of the Yankees right now.
And what did I tell you before the season started about Brian McCann?
Yeah.
I was like, yo, Brian McCann ain't going to do nothing for the Yankees, yo. Brian McCann not going to do nothing for the Yankees.
He should have stayed
in Atlanta. You know what I mean? He's left-handed. The stadium is perfect for him, but he's not going to hit. He got all that money, and he's not going to hit.
He's not
telling you.
But what did you say about Jabba Chamberlain? What did you say about Jabba?
Jabba's gonna be a bum with the Tigers. Him and Phil Coke.
I'm laughing because they
him and Phil Coke.
Big time days down there.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, you know, the Tigers, you know, have going through their difficulties right now. But my thing is, you know, I said the Cleveland Indians was going to win the American League Central. You know what I mean? And because I based it on the strength of what they did last year, and I thought that Terry Francona wasn't going to let them lose because he doesn't come from a losing environment. He's not a losing dude. You know what I mean? So now he's going to beat me in the head about the Cleveland Indians being in last place. Where they at right now? It's not a sprint, my G. It's a marathon, man. Know what you're talking about. Holla at your boy. You know the math. 646-200-3838. It goes across the whole United States. It don't stop. Holla at your boy. I'm in the building right now from 8 to 10. You got me. You know what I mean? I'm still waiting for you to call. It's all good. I'm not going to say your name because I ain't going to give you no shine. I got my man Sean Bligety in the building.
Yes, sir.
I got
Brian
in the house with me. I got Key in the house holding me down. Of course, Rich Money's behind the board making it happen. Miss Lavina's in the building.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to you, mommy. Let's get this popping. After further review, back in the building. We done stretched it out, got the cakes out, doing some jumping jacks, you know what I mean? Eating some wheat toast and all that. Now we back in the building. Blood pressure's at a normal rate. Let's get it popping. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, so... definitely, the Yankees, man, I picked them, Kia. You had me under pressure. I ain't going front. You had me under pressure. I said the Yankees are going to win the division, and they're going to win the World Series. She had me stuttering, my dude.
Of course.
I don't know, man. Kia was like, you're not going to pick the Yankees. I was like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I picked them to win the division. I'm not going front.
You know me.
But look at
Kia.
Look at the Blue Jays, yo. Look at the Blue Jays. I should have waited a year to pick them.
Whatever.
I picked them last year.
I picked them like it all did.
Yeah, thank you for the bomb. I appreciate that. I picked the Blue Jays last year. Now they killing it.
Oh, please. I'll wait to see how they look in August.
I hear you. I hear you on that. But Ever and Encarnacion. Yo, Mark Burley got 10 wins.
I'm not worried about the Blue Jays.
All right, okay, I'm worried about them.
Well, I'm not.
Hey, yo, that ERA for Tanaka looks sweet, yo. 2.02.
It does. Oh my
God. That ERA looks sweet.
All-star status.
All-star status. All-star team status. I know that, man.
Hey, yo, Chris. Hey, yo, my boy.
Yes, sir.
Man, I gotta go.
All right, no doubt, man. I appreciate you calling in, man.
Yeah, I got to bounce too, man.
How can people get up with you, yo?
People can get up at me, brfernandez07 is my Twitter handle. Make sure you guys go check out my podcast here, Brian Fernandez Podcast. Make sure you guys go check it out. 347-324-3078 is the number to call in. That's the mathematics right there, as you would say. But yeah, holla at me, and let's talk about this game tonight, man. Heat for three-peat, man.
That's what it is, man. Appreciate you, man. That's Brian in the building with me, man. Rock it out.
Man.
Hey, yo, Sean, you good?
Yeah.
I'm
about to bounce in a few, too, man.
All right, man. Hey, listen, so real quick, man, I'm going to let you go, man. Let people know how we can get up with you, man. Where you at? Talk about the true wine connoisseurs, man. You got the floor for a couple minutes, man, before you get out of here.
All right. Yo, the Gmail is sbbblack15@gmail.com. True Wine Connoisseur Season 5 is going to start in a few. We're going to start doing another couple episodes this week. You know what I mean? The Soloist is out. Brown Water album is coming out. And Fruits of Our Labor album is coming out. We got the title track. Not the title track. We got a couple of tracks there on that. And everything's lovely, man. Everything's cool, man. Whoa. Loving it.
All
loving
right.
It.
No
it's
doubt,
awesome,
man. We appreciate you for coming through, man. Sliding through, yo, salute to the God, man. Dap the God up for me, man, you know? Salute to the God for Dot X and all that, man.
He and Sean Pomona, California right now, you know?
Okay.
He flew out today. He'll be back this week so we can film and all that, man. Shout out to him. Shout out to Sugar Free album, you know what I mean?
Peace. All right, peace, yo. Sean Bligety in the building, man. True Wine Connoisseurs.
I love y'all, man.
Peace, man. Hey, yo, we got my man in the building, man. No further ado, I'm going to rock with him. Yo, Matt, what's good, man? Welcome to the bigger show, man. What's happening? You in the building with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, what's good, Matt, man?
Hey, you know, first time listening to your show. You know, I just finished my show with you, and just you got some good stuff going on. So I'm just chilling here listening.
Yeah, we all over the place with it, my dude. Yeah, you got any comment on the baseball conversation? Because we were talking about the Yankees right quick, man. You got anything you want to add to that?
I mean, obviously Tanaka looks good. Obviously, what you said with that 2-2 ERA. Obviously, I think the A's and the Giants are obviously a World Series that can possibly happen. The Giants won in 2010. They won in 2012. They're bad on odd years, but they're good on even years. So it's 2014, man. So who knows what can happen with the Giants? I mean, if you guys are into those, you know, prediction streaks. You know, the A's look good. Obviously, 39-25. I mean, I don't know what to say. Sonny Gray, Josh Donaldson's an all-star. Sonny Gray is pitching out of his mind right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yoenis Cespedes, I mean, they look really good. They're playing in a decent division. You know, the Angels are coming up too. I mean, if the Angels get their bullpen, you know, maybe
they
can give them a
win.
Run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they can give them a run for the money. But other than that, I feel like the Giants are just playing out of their mind right now. Pablo Sandoval, Madison Bumgarner, Lindsay, I mean, all these guys are just crazy right now. They're playing as a collective unit, and they go out there every night and give their all. That's the Rangers have to do lately. You know what I mean?
That's what's up, man. What's your opinion in regards to the Manny Machado situation?
I heard about that. I really didn't get a chance to definitely look at it. I heard it did get suspended. I'll definitely look at it right now if you go on to another topic and give you my opinion in a little while, you know?
Okay, no doubt. So we're here, man. You listen to After Further Review. We're in the building, man. GQ Palace Radio, a.k.a. GQ Palace Sports is holding me down. That's how we do it, man, on a Tuesday night, man, 8 to 10. It feels good to be back in the saddle again, man. Hey, rock with y'all in a minute. But, man, we flexed it all out. You know what I mean? Took some muscle relaxers and all that. Now we back in the building. You got the mayor in the house with you. I got Kia in the building with me, man. I got my man Matt holding me down. So that's what's up. So, Kia, that annual trip up to La Trobe is happening real soon for you or what?
You know, I am waiting for that trip. That has become every year trip to me. For me now, I just can't wait to see these new guys that have become killers now. I can't wait to see Dry Archer. I can't wait to see Martavius Bennett. You know, I can't wait to see how, you know. And when I look at Ben, he looks well-conditioned, well-shaped. And then I look at, you know, that 8-8, and I can't wait to get back up there to see to really let him know we can't go through this again. And, you know, he's like, oh, we're going to concentrate more on the run game. I'm just waiting because, you know, the run game and then the defense. And then the fact that it's going to be a big difference in that defense. It's going to look kind of totally
different. Let me ask you a question. What you going to do about locking up Ben Roethlisberger? It's almost that time.
Well, the Steelers have hinted that they will, you know, lock him up. They don't have any plans on, you know what? I'm not worried about Ben. I just worried about Ben when he was – if he was an offensive coordinator. Because Simmons, I don't care about that. I don't care about y'all beef. I'm here about wins. We need to win. You not doing what Ellie said. You wasn't doing your way. I'm not all about that. Ben still got it in him. He's a big guy. He's a tough guy. So I'm not worried about Ben. I'm just worried about him staying focused and let's get back to AFC North title. Let's get back to the North. Let's get back to where we were supposed to be at.
Hey, yo,
so
Chris.
You know I'm waiting.
I love it. Yo, so I was reading on the Machado situation. Yeah, I think he overreacted like a girl. I mean, you don't do that. It's baseball. So, I mean, he reacted to a hard but clean tag, you know, when trying to evade the A's third baseman, Josh Donaldson. I mean, look, it's baseball, man. What are you getting into? It's the MLB. I mean, obviously you're going to get tagged hard and thrown his bat and get suspended. In my opinion, I think the suspension is short for 5 games. I mean, that's kind of BS. I mean, he's kind of, like, complaining. I mean, that's dumb. You don't do that. You don't go, you know, try to beat someone up. It was by accident for what he did, you know? So, I mean,
right. Get
over it, shake his hand, and leave, you know? It's freaking baseball.
Keep it moving.
It's
that's
not,
right.
It's not boxing, you know?
Yeah, man. I mean, again, man, Manny Machado, man, you don't expect that, you know, that type of behavior from him, you know?
Right.
And I don't think, again, if you know, as looking at the play, Josh Donaldson didn't do anything malicious. You know what I mean? I think this Manny Machado took it the wrong way. And then he carried it to the extreme the next day by throwing a bat at him. So whatever suspension he got, 5. You know what I mean? I think he should have got 10. Just to send a message.
are you kidding me, though? I mean, and then after the interview, Machado's like, he claimed that the bat slipped out of his hands unintentionally. Oh, really? Oh, really? It did slip out unintentionally and just flew, you know, 30 feet in the air in the direction of the guy.
In the direction, you're right.
Yeah, exactly. Unintentionally, for sure, man. I mean, you know, maybe unintentionally, sure, if it goes a few feet, you know, it's not in the direction of him, but it's in the absolute direction of him. So that's kind of CS.
It's kind of suspect, right? We like to call that suspect. You know what I'm
exactly,
saying?
Exactly, suspect behavior. I'm with you. I know what you mean. I hear
no
you.
No doubt. But, yeah, Matt, so let me get your opinion real quick, man. We go
sure.
All over the place with this thing, man, after further review.
Yes, sir.
Give the people your opinion real quick, man, on the NBA Finals, man. Game 3 going out tonight.
Absolutely. You know, I believe that the Spurs are a better team. They will bounce back. Popovich, you know, one of the greatest coaches, I believe. You know, he's turned the Spurs into, you know, one of the greatest dynasties in NBA history. I mean, obviously, in these past 10 years, you know, making the playoffs, I mean, I think all 10 times, you know, he has all these players, he has veterans, all these players buying into his system. Parker is such a facilitator, helps, you know, pass the ball and find the right pass. The Spurs understand that they're veterans, they're experienced. They don't shoot shots that shouldn't be shot. Every shot that they take is shot for a reason, and that's why they always have such a high field goal percentage. I believe that, you know, Kawhi Leonard will become more effective. The defensive adjustments that Popovich will use on LeBron James, you know, it will show. I don't think that the 8-0, you know, the Heat are undefeated this postseason is going to show. I believe that the Spurs will take this game. They're overall a better team, and, you know, it's BS that they lost. You know, I'm not sure if you saw game 2, but that was a foul on Mauro Chalmers. That easily could be called, you know.
Yeah.
So there's so many things that there's so many
things
that
could have gone. Parker?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Watching the Spurs, I mean, they do so many things right. They just choke, and being in all these big game situations, missing
like,
those free throws. You know,
missing the free throws
of
the night. You know, even taking it back to Game 6 that we discussed earlier, Duncan missing
right.
the layup at the 10. You know, you said Kawhi and Ginobili missed free throws in that game. So it's
absolutely.
Just little things, man. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. Absolutely, I hear you exactly, and I believe that, you know, the Spurs were a good enough team to bounce back. You know, the only thing old about them, if you're getting this joke right here that I'm about to say, is them winning. You know, they seem to
right,
win so
right,
much.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Know? So, I mean, that's what I believe. I believe that the Spurs will end up taking it in 6. I believe that this, you know, 2-2, 1-1-1 will help the Spurs out, because in a 2-out-of-3-game series, if it ends up 2-2 after 4 games, the Spurs are better. They have the home court. They seem to play well in their home court. LeBron's a little girl and complains about the air conditioning when, you know, his team just did not play well. You know, don't blame it on the air conditioning, dude. I mean, how does the mascot feel? You know what I mean? So, I mean, all these different things are just pointing in the direction of the Spurs. And, you know, they lost by 2 points. They didn't get blown out. So
right,
two things
right,
affected
right.
Here.
They lost by 2 points.
The refs did their good job, you know, so it's all good. So, you know, Rashard Lewis has come to play well, but if you know what I mean, I mean, obviously I'm leaning towards the Spurs. I don't want to see the Heat three-peat. I don't think it's good for the finals. I think we got to have some change.
No doubt, man. And again, man, you're right on your points, man. And again, you know, the series is going to be, you know, it's going to be long, you know, first of all, you know, and San Antonio, you know, either could be, you know, where they need to be or where they want to be, you know, as, you know, for the errors and the missed free throws and the little mental mistakes or whatever. Who do you see as that person that needs to be, I'm not going to necessarily say an X factor, because an X factor
okay.
is just involved in minimal percentage of the plays. Who do you think
right.
that out of the starting five really has to step up tonight for San Antonio?
I believe that Duncan has to step up. I believe that
okay.
Duncan, you know, the pick-and-roll offense with Tim Duncan and Tony Parker worked very well. And I watched Tim Duncan go toe-to-toe with Serge Ibaka against Oklahoma City Thunder. And Ibaka is one of the best centers in the league. And Duncan took it on him, you know. So if Duncan took it on him, Duncan can easily outplay. You know, he has so many veteran moves that he can do. And, you know, what I think is that maybe if they give it to Duncan in the post and they go to double-team him, that'll leave someone wide open. So if they're smart, they will pass it to the guy that's wide
mm-hmm.
open and take the shot. You know what I mean? And let's also keep into perspective here that if it wasn't for, you know, Ray Allen, for Chris Bosh getting an offensive rebound with about
yep.
6 seconds left and getting it to the wide open Ray Allen, and if Tim Duncan was in to get the offensive rebound, the Spurs would be the champion. So the Spurs are no slouch. They should have been the 2013 champion. They're
right.
obviously not. And, you know, I think that Bosch is, you know, come. You know, he's averaging 18 points after going scoreless for game 7 last year, you know. So he's come to play. He's that X factor. But they utilize Tim Duncan. You know, at his age, the way he's still playing is unbelievable. You know, I believe that they will give it to Tim Duncan. And then obviously the Spurs bench, you know, like Danny Green hitting threes, Boris Diaw, Marco Bellinelli, all these guys. You know, so if the Spurs bench has a field day, I mean, I don't see any stopping them, man.
No doubt. So, yeah, game 3 about to pop off in a few minutes, man, down in Miami and all of that, man. Shout out to my man Matt for checking in, man. First time caller, man. Hope you enjoy the show, man. We do our thing, man, over here after further review.
No, you're stuck, dude. This is sick. I mean, obviously, you know, doing that show with you, I don't get that full perspective of, you know, you go all over the place. So I'm just
glad man.
That,
we go
call
all
in.
Over the place with it, my dude.
If you guys want to hit me up on Twitter, just hit me up, Maddie_Ice07. I'll definitely interact with you as I do with Chris and all these other guys, you know?
That's what it is, man. Appreciate you, man. It's a WNBA action. Halftime, Seattle Storm 42, Chicago Sky 30, Tulsa Shock 72, New York Liberty 57, Phoenix Mercury 81, Washington Mystics 66. Those are finals. WNBA is in the building, man, all day long. We touch it all. Everything's everything. Shout out to the French Open winners. Rafael Nadal did his thing. And you know what I mean? And we all over the place with it, Matt. So it goes down every Tuesday night, man, from 8 to 10, 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get in on the conversation, man. If you just like to listen, we appreciate that, too. You know what I mean? I do after further review every day, man. Shout out to War Room Sports. You know what I mean? And just give my own little perspective on the previous day in sports. It goes down. I'm all over the place. Holler at your boy, left-handed on Twitter. It goes down. My man Star and Buck Wild, get at me. You know what it is, family. Holler at your boy. Yeah, so Matt, man, what's your perspective on the NHL finals, man? I really didn't want to go there again, but I know I want to hear your perspective on if you think the Rangers have any chance of making a series out of it against the Los Angeles Kings.
I believe they'll make a series out of it. I mean, as I said 2 years ago, they played the New Jersey Devils. They were down 3-0. They came back to 3-2. I mean, as we said, we know that they have a tough time closing games. They're up 3-1 in the Blackhawks, and the Blackhawks almost came back. So they are very vulnerable in these game time, you know, games. Always closing games, you know. But right now, the Rangers, as they play, they need to get an offensive attack. I mean, Lundqvist can only do so much. I mean, you're getting 32
right.
shots compared to the 15 shots from the Kings, and you can't score. Your power play needs to be a lot better because, as I said earlier, you know, the power play for the Rangers, it looks like Puckel is on the other side of the ice. The power play kill for the Kings is unbelievable. Drew Doughty has become one of the best defensive players and players overall in the NHL. You know, he's and then also 4 out of the 5 scorers, you know, Gabrick, Stahl, Richard, Doughty, all these guys are just like some of the top scorers and producers in the league right now. And the Kings just never stop it. You know, they're on the attack all the time. They never take a foot off the gas. And it's just, I mean, it's sad. I really wanted the Rangers to win, but I mean, I don't think they have 4 games in them to come back. They just play. They look like they're playing with lackluster energy. I mean, their home crowd is trying to give everything they got.
Yeah.
And the Rangers
They're definitely like a step behind. It seems like, and they're out of position a lot. You know what I mean? But
no, and as you said, you know, that's a great way to, that's a good parallel. You know, they're out of position. The Kings just seem like they have one step ahead of them all the time. Moving faster, skating better, getting in the puck, and it seems like if you know the Rangers, you know, get the puck, there always seems to be two guys right there instead of one. You know what I mean? You need to make the right passes. And as I said earlier, for the Rangers to have any chance, they got to stop Jonathan Quick. And the way to do that is if you're the offensive team, you get a big guy like Rick Nash in front of the freaking net. If you're in front of the net, guess what? Shoot the puck, get a deflection, score a goal.
Rick Nash needs to be heard from in this series, yo. And that's a big, that's another big problem for the Rangers. I think that, you know, I always thought that, you know, he was going to be one of the big reasons why the Rangers had a chance to win, man. But he hasn't really showed up, you know. And I think that, you know, the Rangers, it's going to be a lot of pride on the line tomorrow night at the Garden, man, because you don't want to see them, you know, skating around with the Stanley Cup in your building, man. So make it happen, man. That's all I can say, man. And hopefully the Rangers have some pride with them, man, and can, you know, play a good game and, you know, not like they're really being outplayed. That's the problem. They're not really being outplayed. They might be being out-hustled, But they're not being outplayed.
They're not being outplayed, but I would say in the power play opportunities. I mean, look, they're not. You're right. They're not playing outplayed, but they're getting out hustled. Because how the hell do you get on a 5-on-4? You know, no shots in a power play. A 5-on-4, you don't one shot on a power play. Or how unexcusable. I mean, you're professional National Hockey League offense. You're not in the little AHL or whatever the hell they are. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, the Rangers are a good team. They have Zuccarello. They have Richards. They have Martin St. Louis, Dominic Moore. These guys have played through the pain.
That's right.
Of their
emotional problem.
So far through the playoffs, I mean, did they just stop now? I mean, I don't get it. I don't get how they came off and they scored 7 goals on Carey Price, but they can't beat Jonathan Quick.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Jonathan Quick, he's, you know, coming into the series, he was, you know, supposed to be on a level with Henrik Lundqvist, but he was inconsistent during his playoff run, but it seemed like he stepped his game up at the right time.
And, I mean, also, Chris, as you were saying, too, that, you got to give credit where credit is due, you know? I mean, if Jonathan Quick made 32 saves, he's doing a lot of work behind there. So he's not getting it easy. His offense is also helping him out, too.
Right. That's right,
I appreciate you getting my thoughts on the NHL. I mean, that's kind of what I got. I do think the Rangers will make a series out of it, and I do think the Kings will ultimately win it. I mean, it's sad to say, but maybe they're Kings and six, you know?
No doubt. You know, that's just is what it is. That's how we do it over here, man. You know what I mean? We appreciate opinions from everybody, man.
Yeah.
We get down with the sports thing. We take it a little serious over here. Kia, what's good?
Nothing. Just looking at
You plotting your map to Latrobe, Pennsylvania?
Yeah. you know me about my going up there to spring camp.
Yeah, tell Mike Tomlin we're sorry to have to put that whooping on you on September 28th.
Oh, Mike ain't worrying about that. You ain't Mike ain't worrying about that. That's his least worry.
Oh, the Eagles are gonna win it all. It's all good. The Eagles are gonna win it all. No worries.
Oh, I don't think the Eagles winning anything.
No,
the
Eagles.
Like
I love Philadelphia. They're my team. I hope Philadelphia wins it all this year.
Oh, well, that's good for you. I'm a diehard Steelers fan.
She's a Steelers fan, yo.
Oh,
you know how they do it.
And every year I say my Steelers is going to win. Every year, and I stick by that. So, you know, it's good that you're going to get
it gets crazy around here during football season, yo.
Oh, I love it, man. Football season is my favorite sport. I mean, are you kidding me? I'll get all over football.
It's my
yeah,
sport.
Man.
People that don't like
football.
You're welcome
to come too,
football.
Man, because it gets crazy around here. It gets hectic.
Hell yeah, I'm excited. That sounds fun. I'll call in.
Yeah, we got all types of fans, man. We got Steelers fans. We got Cowboy fans. We got Seattle Seahawks fans. You know what I mean? We got Giants fans.
Hey, you now
you know?
Eagle fans.
Yeah, we even got some Eagle fans. So we all over the
right.
map with it. We got Lions fans. We all over the map with it, my dude. So you're more than welcome to call in, man. Yeah, I mean, come kick it with us on a Tuesday night, man. It goes down.
No doubt.
No doubt, man. So, yeah, anything else you want to touch base on, man? Anything in the world of sports you want to touch base on?
Yeah, you know, let's see. What is there? Obviously, there's baseball, football, the World Cup. Are you going to be watching the World Cup, or you're not really interested?
The World Cup pops off. Yeah, I talked about that earlier. The World Cup pops off on Thursday. You know what I mean? The United States is in a serious. Bracket again. They in Group G with Ghana, I think, and Germany and somebody else. So I don't know what it's going to be like as far as they're concerned with the World Cup, you know. And wish for the best, man. Hope for whatever.
Hey, Chris. So you know, this might be a bold prediction, but I do think USA has a shot at making it out of the group stage. I really do.
They're gonna have to beat Ghana, man. Ghana's giving them trouble the last couple of times in the World Cup, man.
Right,
so if they
agree,
get past Ghana, we'll see what it is.
Right, you know, and I feel like in the World Cup, you know, it's interesting because in theory, the best team should win, you know, out of 90 minutes. You know, it's the
right.
time where the better players should showcase their talents and outplay the other team. However,
right.
you know, I've been reading with these refs that say some refs have been paid or some refs can change the game. Look, I hate to see that, but in theory, I mean, if USA plays their cards right, they could potentially, you know, I feel like they potentially could knock off Ghana. And if the refs are, you know, kind of swinging towards one specific team, which is probably the USA just because they're ranked higher, so it'd be a better story, maybe they can knock off Portugal too. I don't know because obviously, I don't know if it's Ronaldo or Ronaldinho, one of those guys. you know, they're obviously they're really good players. And Germany, you know, I don't see Germany not making out. They're too good not to, you know.
Right. I mean, getting out of that group would be a nice beginning. It would definitely be a nice beginning because, again, the storyline is going to be how the United States,
right.
you know, can't beat Ghana. So it starts
right.
with you know, playing Ghana, you know, showing up against Ghana, beating Ghana, you know, and then anything else could happen as far as the grouping is concerned. You know, deal with Portugal and Germany. You already know what it is with Germany. Germany's going.
Right, yeah.
Germany's off the hook. So
also, you know,
I don't know about getting out of the group. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the coach, obviously, he has, I mean, him taking Landon Donovan off the team, that's kind of an interesting, you know, who knows. I believe that Donovan could have had the better leadership to maybe, if anything, come off the bench, you know. I really
mm-hmm,
didn't think
mm-hmm,
he could
mm-hmm.
start, but that's kind of a questionable decision there. But I feel like he has a lot of young guys who have the stamina and endurance, but then again, every other team has that too, you know.
Right.
So I don't know if USA is so special compared to them. I think they're looking more towards the next World Cup in Russia because a lot of those players will then develop over 4 years. So I think they have a shot. I mean, I think they specifically have a shot just because, you know, I think they could get past Ghana and maybe tie Portugal and then obviously probably lose to Germany. But, I mean, who knows? The World Cup's so unpredictable. I mean, who thought Slovakia or some team like that would knock off Italy? You know what I mean?
Right.
So who
I
knows?
Mean, you know, you have your usual suspects, England, you know what I mean, Spain, you know, your usual
yeah.
suspects in the building.
Argentina,
but
Portugal,
it, yeah.
Yeah,
Argentina, Portugal. I mean, you know, I mean, this is not really our sport, but it is what it is, you know? I mean, we'll see.
No,
you know, they have to get past Ghana. That's the first thing. They played them on Thursday night. You know what I mean? And make it happen. And hopefully we'll see how it goes, man. We'll
I'm
see
excited.
How it goes with, in the World Cup.
I just think all
I'm
the
not really I'm not really expecting nothing.
Yeah, it's gonna be exhilarating. I mean, obviously, it'd be a nice story to see the USA get out. But I mean, who knows? As you said, you know, let's just enjoy it, take one game at a time. So let's not look towards, you know, us versus Germany if we can't even get past Ghana. You know, so I agree with you 100%. Let's keep it real. Let's not overgeneralize it and be like, oh yeah, man, hey, we're gonna make it out of the group stage. We're gonna beat Germany. No, you're not
right,
gonna beat Germany.
Right, right,
no
right. You gotta look at it from a realistic perspective, man. You know what I mean? And you know, I'm not the biggest soccer dude in the world, but I keep
neither
up with
yeah.
it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I can have a conversation with somebody, you know, who you know, enjoys soccer so I can learn something from them. But, yeah, man, I just think that, you know, the United States have a tough role of it. And, you know, the fact about Landon Donovan being off the team, I think that, you know, if he would have been on the team, you know, would the story have been more about him or the team if Landon Donovan would have been on the Olympic squad, on the squad, U.S. squad?
Right. Well, you know, I agree with you. I mean, I'm not really a huge fan of soccer either. Obviously, I keep up with it, too. So, I mean, I'll just roll whatever direction you got next after this. In all honesty, I'm not like a super, yeah, obviously super World Cup fan in soccer, but I'm obviously going to watch the World Cup. It's a worldly event. You know, you got to watch it every 4 years. So, I'll definitely see what happens. I think it's an exciting game. And, you know, as you said, I'll just, you know, go whatever direction you got after this. That's the eye of the world.
That's what it is. Hey, yo, hold that thought, man. I got my man Hollywood on the line. Hollywood, what's good, man? Welcome to the Biggest Show. What's up?
What's good?
We in the building, man.
Listen, brother, first and foremost, I had to talk to the people on the other side, man, and let them know that when the show ain't on, seem like ain't no sports going on to me, brother. I just had to put my little 2 cents in there. Pardon me for getting on there. Mr. Rich, sorry about all of that, brother, but like I told you, When the mayor not rolling, sports is not rolling. Simple.
Appreciate
Simple.
That, man. It is what it is, man.
Yeah,
you
but guess
mean?
What,
we
though?
We back in the building. Big
you're back in the building stronger.
Huh?
You're back in the building stronger than ever before, brother.
Yeah, hard, you know, we in the building. You know how I do it, man. HBK, hard body karate, my dude. You know what I mean? But appreciate you, man, for looking out. You know what I mean? Throwing your opinion out there. All opinions are definitely appreciated, man. Because that means you took time out to listen and you take the time out to express how you feel about how we rock after further review on
Definitely.
GQ Palace Radio, a.k.a. GQ Palace Sports in the building. So, yo, what's good, man?
What's good? Listen, first of all, let me just tell all the Knicks fans right now, relax. Derek Fisher is a great pickup as a head coach. And the reason why I say this, you always want to get somebody who's just fresh out of the game. You get what I'm saying? You know, like Steve Kerr, I don't think that he would have been the appropriate fit for the Knicks at the time, especially for spending so many years out the game. I mean, coaches have to do homework just like players. Mm-hmm. And you just can't stay away for 3-4 years and then want to jump into coaching, especially the New York Knicks, and expect to be successful. So I'm very happy with the hiring of Derek Fisher. I think he's going to be very successful. I think Carmelo's going to want to stay with the Knicks now to play for him. I think he's going to take in a little bit of Phil Jackson's brand of basketball and a little bit of his brand of basketball, and I think Knicks going to be fine.
No doubt, man. I mean, I agree with you to that extent. We talked about it earlier. My main point and bottom line is about it is I have no qualms with, you know, the hiring of Derek Fisher, no qualms with the contract. And my thing is, bottom line, end of the day, if he's still here in 5 years, then we are gonna be okay. We're gonna be right.
Yes, definitely.
That's my only real opinion about it. If he's here, you know, I mean, Bill's got somebody who's gonna be an extension of him. Knows the triangle situation, you know what I mean, knows how to relate to these cats, you know what I mean? As being, you know, players association president and all of that. So he has the dynamic from both sides, all the way around. I don't think he's going to command their respect from the door, but he's going to have to earn their respect as a coach, and he's going to have to earn their trust as players, because he's got to look at them from a different aspect now. They're not teammates no more.
Well, what I don't want to hear anymore, and I've heard this a couple times last night, I don't want anyone to compare what Derek Fisher's going to be doing for the Knicks of what Eric Spoelstra's doing with the Miami Heat.
How are they doing that? Why would they do that?
Well, the comparison is that Pat Riley is really coaching the Miami Heat. He just have Eric Spoelstra out there as his puppet. And they're trying to say that Phil Jackson's really going to be coaching the Knicks while Derek Fisher is the puppet. I tend to disagree
with that.
I don't agree with that at all.
Derek
I don't
Fisher
either.
And Eric Spoelstra are two different people.
No,
he
but what they
put on the hardwood floor, so Derek Fisher knows the game. That I don't agree with that crap.
Well, your group there, Sports Nation, I mean Knick Nation, excuse me. You know they're floating these little things around all night about him being a puppet and all this and that and the other. You know, but I don't look at it like that. I look at it as Fisher's coming to bring his brand of basketball with a mix of Phil Jackson's brand of basketball.
And you know what, though, Hollywood, man, you know, like, for somebody to say, well, he's just going to be a puppet. What do you mean by that? Because, first of all, he's not going to hire anybody who didn't know the triangle offense, right? So whoever he hired was going to be an extension of him, right? So I don't get what you're saying as far as being a puppet.
Well,
you know what I mean?
You know, again, I mean, listen.
Somebody said that. That's how somebody worded it in the group.
Yeah, they worded it. I got a message last night about it. It was funny. It was like 3:00 in the morning.
That's why I got the message.
No, you know, listen. I understand what they were trying to say. I understand, but I think the wording was wrong. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to use that word puppet. I'm. You know, it's going to be like this. If Derek Fisher succeeds in New York, they're going to say, oh, it was Phil Jackson's brilliancy with the triangle offense and this, that, and the other. And if he doesn't succeed, then Phil will have the easy way out of saying, you know, hey, we took a chance on a rookie coach. I mean, you understand what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to figure out, understand exactly what they were trying to say.
If I can interject for a second, I think Phil Derek Fisher has all the qualities in being a great head coach. He has the leadership after being on the Players Association. He's played in the league for 18-plus years. He's won the most playoff games in NBA history, surpassing Tim Duncan. You know, he's won championships with Phil Jackson, so he knows exactly what to do. The problem that that Derek Fisher has is that the players on his team are nothing to win a championship roster or let alone probably make the playoffs. You know, Carmelo Anthony's selfish. I don't really like him as a ball handler. He's not a facilitator, as, you know, maybe Kyrie Irving is. The other role players they have are not really big role players. You know, they're not contributing, and it looks like they have a lackluster energy when they play basketball. They just don't look like a team that's hungry. You know what I mean? So I think Derek Fisher has the potential to be a good head coach, and he could do it, but he needs better players.
Well, here's the question I want to ask.
This is my question. This is the same team, the same Knicks team that won a playoff not a season ago. This is the same Knicks team. So I just don't grasp that. It's just like you need the right formula. I agree. But this is the same team that almost beat the Spurs. Swept the Heat and swept, you know, they played good, great, good team. The same Knicks team.
also like Raymond Felton situation, the thing with Dolan and all these off the field issues too. Maybe they didn't have that when they made the playoffs against, you know, when they lost to Indiana. There's a lot of different issues, you know, as well. But I just don't think that, you know, Derek, I mean, obviously Derek Fisher is the guy who's well respected. He played with Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant respected him. He's loved by a lot of guys, right? So Phil Jackson is not getting paid $12 million a year to make BS decisions. He made this decision for a reason. He thinks it can work out. You know, good for him. I think the Derek Fisher needs his players to buy into his system, which, you know, Popovich obviously does. And I mean, who knows? But I mean, right now, I think if it works, I think it's not, they're not planning for them to win the championship next year. I think it's going to be a development, you know, with Derek Fisher. But I think it's a good move. I don't know why Knicks fans are all freaking out about it.
Well, you know, my thing with this is, you know, how much space are you giving Fisher at the beginning here? Because to be honest with you, I don't think as a first-time coach, your first job should be the New York Knicks. I just don't think so, especially with the team not winning in 40 years. You know, the pressure on Fisher right now is just going to be higher than anything else. And, I mean, you know, fans are waiting for Fisher to mess up so they can start the Phil Jackson coaching rally again. This is what this is all about. I'm telling you, Knicks fans want to see Jackson on the sidelines more than anyone else in this world right now. I don't. I really don't. As great as a coach,
I do. Because I think he can still do it. Second of all, you're making too much money just to be standing upstairs and sipping on coffee or whatever.
Well,
you're doing.
I agree with
that. You know what I mean? Earn that dough. You know what I'm saying? And just because the team is not where you need it, because I'm going to tell you like this, Hollywood. You're listening to After Further Review, man, on GQ Palace Radio, a.k.a. GQ Palace Sports. I'm going to tell you like this, yo. If the Knicks had any, was sniffing the NBA Finals, you think Phil Jackson would be upstairs?
Oh, hell no.
Okay, so, I mean, you answer your own, come on now. You know
yeah,
what
but
I mean?
Why,
come
but
on,
you
I mean,
know, but
we
then,
in the building, baby.
Yeah,
so,
but then,
I mean,
you know,
Phil
why
is
would
working,
you take...
Phil is working with what he's working with right now. He got Derek Fisher to handle the situation. We're going to, you know, make, you know, tinker with the roster, do what we need to do, get Carmelo to stay, and then work around that. Now,
well,
next
go back
year,
to what
I
you
don't
just
know,
said.
Even about next year, we might sniff an eighth spot, depending on how, you know, because the East is not going to be as watered down as it was this year. Next year, the East is not going to be that watered down.
Hold on, man.
Back?
You said the Knicks might sniff an eighth spot. I listen
they
to
might.
Me. Hold on.
I got that much faith in them. They might get the eighth spot this year.
I got to say this to you, though. I got to say this to you. The eighth spot, forget about the eighth spot. You got to remember something. If the Knicks don't get injured this year, there's no telling. They were predicting the Knicks to finish second or third.
The Knicks, you know, I know, Marv Albert know, Clyde Frazier know, Michael Ray Richardson know, the Knicks wasn't finishing no second. Because
I didn't believe that.
The Knicks was not finishing no second. First of all, this was the year for them to win the East.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what
so
I'm
how
saying.
How watered down it was, and they couldn't even make the playoffs. Come on, son.
Yeah, but what are you blaming that on?
I'm blaming it on the Knicks.
Knicks what? The Knicks coaching?
The Knicks
playoffs?
Hey, look, the last 2 weeks of the season, didn't the Knicks have the eighth spot? Within the last 2 weeks of the season, did they not have the eighth spot locked down?
Yeah.
Did they not have a two-game lead on Charlotte?
But who did you blame for the? Who do you blame for
the
this?
The Knicks. I don't
the
care
Knicks
who. From Woodson on down.
Wow. Come
I don't
on. Want to blame
I mean,
Woodson.
I mean, am I lying? Hollywood. They had the spot. They had a two-game lead on Charlotte. How you gonna let Charlotte? And the only dude they had was Al Jefferson. You didn't know what you was getting out of Kemba Walker every night. You know what I'm saying? So how the Knicks? And this is this last year. And this as garbage as the Knicks was. Correct me if I'm wrong. As garbage as they was, sir, they still had the eighth spot on smash with about a week and a half to go. That's what I'm saying to you.
Yeah,
and
but
I told
you my feelings on the whole Woodson situation. I'm not going to
I'm not going
to blame the coach. I'm not blaming the coach.
I'm blaming everybody.
I'm blaming
the players.
Why you
not make the playoffs, fam?
Nobody
had. But you know what, though? You know what, though, Hollywood? I'm glad they didn't make the playoffs because you picked your poison. Who was you going to play in the first round, Miami or Indiana? It wasn't like you was gonna be there long.
It didn't matter.
Nope.
Yeah, but see,
nope,
listen.
Sure didn't.
Let me tell you something. The Knicks, before they even keep changing coaches, they need to get someone on their team with some damn heart. I'm serious, bro. There's nobody on that team with any kind of heart whatsoever. Name me one player on that team that you would go to war with right now.
None of them. None of them.
I agree with that.
But listen here. Back in 1999, 97, 80, 98 and all that. Oh, I'll tell you what. You ain't mess with no Charles Oakley or no Anthony Dalgon Mason.
You would go to war with all of those dudes.
With all of them.
Oakley, Mason, Ewing, Starks,
yep.
Blackman, Harper, Hubert Davis. Come on, son.
So what I'm saying.
I mean, that's a different time because the Knicks was rocking, and the Knicks had rivalries with everybody. We got to get back to that respectability. Nobody wanted to come to Madison Square Garden and play.
Everybody can't wait to get to
they
the
knew what it was. So now we lost that now. We don't have that. They can't wait to get here and stomp out the Knicks.
Yep.
So
yep,
we got to change
no
that.
Line,
we
got
to get it back to the mentality where, yo, we own that garden, yo.
So why do you think – so listen, that goes back to what you said. Do you really – this is why the Knicks fans need to relax and
shout out
calm.
To D-Valicious. I see you.
They need to calm down because Phil Jackson's not coming down to coach the Knicks with this
you're right. And you're right. At the end of the day, you're right, my G. You're right.
At the end of the day, Phil Jackson's
not coming down there to coach the Knicks, and that's the same.
Let me tell you something, bro.
He doesn't need to come down there and coach the Knicks. He's assessing his
But can
his
you imagine how live it would be? Can you imagine how live it would be if Phil Jackson came down and said today or tomorrow, say he was coming to coach the Knicks, the whole script would be flipped.
Oh,
and we'd be talking about nothing else but Phil Jackson coaching the Knicks.
Definitely. But
my point being, because when we talked about it like 2 or 3 years ago, we didn't talk about Phil Jackson being a president of basketball operations.
We talked about
if Phil Jackson was going to come back to the Knicks, he was going to be the coach. I mean, I didn't even see that. I didn't see that as fathomable being a president of the – what was that? What that got to do with him coaching?
Do you think he's ever going to coach the Knicks?
I would hope so, but I doubt it, man. Just keep it 100. I doubt it.
Let me tell you something. The way it's set up right now, I don't think Phil Jackson is going to be running the Knicks not past 2 years.
Yeah, he will.
I don't think so. Because
Now that they're winning, he's going to be there.
That's the only way.
And I don't think that they're building to go backwards at
this
point.
Look what they did.
They're paying $25 million, Joe.
Yeah, but
you know
$25 million is like 25 cents in our pocket here. I mean, come
No. But my point being, they paid him $25 million. He didn't see that money. He didn't see that type of money before.
Yeah.
So they're giving him the response. They're giving him the responsibility in the basketball mecca, the biggest city in the world, where the NBA office is at. Him to coach on 34th and 7th. He's going to start his coaching career coaching the New York Knicks. Back to respectability, yo.
I remember when
a dude named Jeff Van Gundy came to coach the Knicks.
Oh, yeah, baby. Best coach the Knicks had in quite some time.
You know what I'm saying? This was after Pat Riley left, when Pat Riley sent the fax. Come on now, let's talk about it.
Yeah, but
here's the mayor in the house, man. After further review, GQ Palace Radio, a.k.a. GQ Palace Sports is in the building.
Here's where I'm confused at, though. This is where I was so confused at. They gave him 5 years, $25 million, correct?
Yeah.
But they wouldn't go past four with Steve Kerr, and they want him so badly. I don't understand what the Knicks are doing. I don't get
their
old mindset.
But you see what Steve Kerr without the Golden State guy, right?
Yeah, but he wasn't thinking about it.
He wasn't never considering the Knicks.
I don't think so.
He never considered the Knicks. I don't think he had the, excuse my French, Miss Lavina. I don't think he had the cojones.
The grapefruits.
I don't think so either. The indoor plumbing. I don't think he had the indoor plumbing.
I still think the Knicks should have signed Mark Jackson.
Huh?
I think the Knicks should have signed Mark Jackson.
I don't think so, man.
Oh, come on.
I don't think so.
I don't think that would have been a good look.
I don't think this is now.
I mean, you know what? What happened the last time we signed it? We signed a point guard from New York City. What happened?
Oh, Marbury?
Yes.
I don't want to talk about it.
We signed Mark Jackson to be the Knicks coach. Excuse me, my man Rich Money in the building, Mr. Levine at GQ Palace Radio, a.k.a. GQ Palace Sports. If we would have got Mark Jackson, that means we would have had to listen to Miss Desiree sing the national anthem. At the game, I'm sorry, Mr. Vina. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Big Rich Money. We would have had to sit through Miss, Desiree singing the national anthem, and we don't want to do that.
You know
not
what?
41 times a year, man. Come on now. You got the mayor in the building,
right,
man. It's going down. We back
right
in the building after further review, in your hair, in your eye. Hope you appreciate the show, man. It goes down. We do it for you, man. 646-200-3838 is the mathematics, man. Had to have your show tonight. Had some people touch base with me, my man. Shout out to my man Sean Black, a.k.a. Sean Bliggity. True Wine Connoisseurs. Check him out, man. That's the funniest thing on YouTube right now. Check him out. Peace of the Gods. Dot X in the building. Yeah, man. I just think that with that situation with them, it's going to be a work in progress, man. And again, my bottom line and my mission statement for that is that, again, if he finishes his contract, that means we're doing good.
They're good. He did good.
You're doing good, man. That's all I can say to that. I can't put no ass because I don't know what we're going to have stepping on the floor, you know, the first game of next season. I don't know what we're going to have. We don't know if Carmelo's going to be here. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what's going
to
happen.
Well, they need to get.
Hey,
they need to get.
Yes, sir.
I'm being real here. This is what I hope the Knicks do. This is what I hope they do. I hope they trade Raymond Felton. I hope they trade Tyson Chandler. And I hope they do a sign and trade with Carmelo Anthony to Houston.
For who?
That's what I'm hoping. Probably Parsons. Take your Ashik. I mean, hey, listen. I've watched Ashik. I like him. Oh, I like him. And
okay.
I like Parsons.
No doubt.
I
agree with the trade, but I don't agree with that sign and trade. I agree that Felton needs to go. I agree with that. Oh my God.
No, you can't trade. You're not going to get Felton to Houston for anybody. I can tell you that right now.
Well,
the only way
you're probably not going to get Felton to anybody for anybody.
Well, if you throw him into something,
Chris.
If you throw him into something.
Hold on. What's up, Matt?
Hey, I just want you to know, man, hey, I got to take off, but it's a great kid. It's a kick-ass show. I'll definitely be on next Tuesday with you, and I'll see you next Monday for our show.
Hey, thanks, Matt. That's my man, Matt. I want to check in, man. Appreciate you for calling, man, and holding me down, man. I got you, man. That's how we do it, man. Thanks for calling. Looking forward to chopping it up with you some more, man. Thank you for calling again. Thanks.
Hey, you got it, man. All right.
All right. Peace. Yeah, but Hollywood, man.
I think Chandler and Felton, they need to go. They need to go.
Ain't no thinking, kid.
Bargnani needs to go.
Oh, no, don't trade Bargnani. No,
needs to go, man.
No,
he
no.
He tried to dunk from 25 feet out. That's why he messed up his elbow. he tried to dunk from... Come on, son. He tried to dunk from 25 feet out. And
no, you know why
he
don't trade him?
Bargnani, get him out of here.
No.
J.R. Smith definitely needs to hit the bricks.
No, don't trade
Smith
J.R.
To be
you know
out of here.
I don't think Melo is. You know what? I don't think Melo is the issue. I don't. I think he needs to stay put. I think Phil needs to figure out something quick. But you know, we've got a couple of months to go before we figure something out. But I don't think Melo is the issue. I'm big on Melo. I mean, I know all these Knicks fans about Melo, but Melo don't need to go lead the Knicks.
All right, so if Melo wants to go, I mean, needs to stay, who are they going to put, you know, who do you see them putting around Carmelo, you know what I mean, to make the Knicks at least competitive?
I got to look at that free agency pool, because I think
Kevin
that free
Love.
Agency pool can be a little bit deep. I don't even know what the free agency pool looks like yet.
Kevin Love.
I mean, come on, it's just something else besides trying to get rid of Melo. I can see that.
All right, so we got Kevin Love, we got Carmelo Anthony, but no point guard.
You know what? I'm going to tell you right now, y'all probably going to tell me I'm bugging, but I'm going to tell you who I would put at the one right now if they did get rid of Felton. I would put Iman Shumpert at the one. I really would.
He needs to go, too. He needs to go, too.
Oh, you crazy? No, he does not need to go.
He needs to go, too.
I said that in December.
All right,
ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to the first installment of After Further Review, GQ Palace Radio, a.k.a. GQ Palace Sports, People's Court. On one side, we got Mr. Hollywood saying that the Knicks need to keep Raymond Felton. I mean, excuse me, Iman Shumpert.
Hey,
shout out to Raymond Felton. And on the other side, we have Miss Kia in the building. She says that the Knicks need to get rid of Mr. Iman Shumpert. And as we do, we know we believe in chivalry over here. We're going to let the ladies' side go first. So, Kia, you have exactly 1 minute to state your case or why the Knicks should not keep Iman Shumpert.
What did literally did Iman Shepherd do last season? I mean, come on, he just needs to go. I think everything should formulate around Melo. I know Knicks fans are not big on Melo because of, you know, this, you know, facilitate, he doesn't do this and everything. I think Melo just needs to clean house. I mean, all three of those guys need to go, get Melo, and if Kevin Love doesn't sound back, the free agency has to be a deep, I don't know about the free agency pool yet. But there has to be somebody in that 3-8. I think y'all should get, what's his name? I'm so pissed about the Lakers trading him, and he's going to the Bullets. They're playing with the Bullets now, which his name is off my mind right now.
Ariza, Trevor Ariza.
Yes. Oh, my, can you imagine?
We had Trevor Ariza.
You sound like my father.
Can you imagine him coming back under Derek Fisher when he played with Derek Fisher? I'm just saying, it's a different look now. It's a different look.
You still got 20 seconds.
And so I just think those three guys, they and the fact that I just heard that y'all former six man award player wants to start, he needs to go too.
J.R. Smith, they need to throw him in the garbage. So, okay, your minute is up. You stated your case why the Knicks should not keep Iman Shepherd. Mr. Hollywood, you have exactly 1 minute to state your case why the Knicks should keep Iman Shepherd. You may begin.
Especially at the point guard, Iman Shumpert on the defensive end will be one of the top point guards in the league, especially because of his defense. I like his explosiveness to the basket. He's more of a combo guard, but he can handle the ball really well. He's very smart. His IQ is great. If you look at his numbers from the first half of the season, he was disastrous. I called the station back in December, January, and said the Knicks should get rid of Iman Shumpert. But once they figured out how to play him along with Tim Hardaway Jr., that became a very good tandem, those two. Knicks definitely need to keep Shumpert. Build your team. I'm not saying build around Shumpert, but what I'm saying is if you could swing a trade for Kevin Love, you'll have Kevin Love, Carmelo Anthony, and Tim Hardaway. That is a good three to surround yourself with the supporting cast of a Cole Aldrich, a Iman Shumpert, J.R. Spliff, and whoever else you want to throw into that bunch.
I'm serious.
All I'm right, serious.
Three,
look at Iman's number.
All right. Two compelling cases have been made. We have Miss Kia in the building. She says the Knicks should not keep Iman Shumpert. They could get something better. And Mr. Hollywood says the Knicks should keep Iman Shumpert because the future would look bright with him being a catalyst and the nucleus of a young New York Knicks team.
Yes.
646-200-3838 is the math. And we will have our decision. After further review, the mayor will have his decision before the end of the show.
Mr. Mayor, you know why Key wants to get rid of Iman Shumpert? You know the real reason.
Why does Key want to get rid of Iman Shumpert?
You know who Key wants to trade Iman Shumpert for?
Who Key wants to trade Iman
Shumpert
for?
Not
Michael Buffer's favorite fighter. We haven't heard from him. We haven't heard from him in a while. If you don't get the joke, man, you have to be there, man. If you haven't ever seen an HBO fight, you need to see that fight where Michael Buffer's announcing Khabib.
Don't lie, kid. You know you want to see him in a Nick uniform.
Got a guard to be going crazy. but Hollywood, imagine him playing right field for the Yankees at the Royal Hall. Al-Habib.
No. How about Bob Shepard? God bless the dead.
Bob
Shepard.
God bless the dead, man. No doubt.
Imagine him announcing, now batting third, Khalib Al-Habib.
Snoring and the organ playing in the background. You better leave Bob Shepard alone. That's my dude. Leave him alone.
And you know, and listen, you know they play music when you come up to a bat, right?
Yeah.
So you know what his music gonna be? Get A-Rap money.
Get A-Rap money. No doubt. Mr. Hollywood is on one tonight, man. Score update: San Antonio 35, Miami 23. First
Let's
quarter.
Go Spurs.
NBA Finals Game 3 going down. That's where I'm going to be at, man, as soon as the show is over, man. Once again, man, I want to shout out, man, GQ Palace Radio, a.k.a. GQ Palace Sports. We're in the building, man. Hard body karate. It goes down. We had to go, you know, take a little hiatus, a little siesta for a second, go look for Gilligan on Gilligan's Island and all that. Now we're back in the building, going strong, doing what we do. Sports Talk, Tuesday night, 8 to 10. You know the flavor. got the mayor in the building, man. Shout out to the Partly Sunny Crew Show, my dudes, Wacko Bob in the building. Shout out to War Room Sports, Dev, I see you. You know what I mean? Not 97 hands, I got you, family. Shout out to all my callers for the night, man. My man Sean Black, a.k.a. Sean Bligety, True Wine Connoisseurs. My man Brian Fernandez touched base with me. I had Matt in the building. Hollywood is in the house as always. And you know Kia is in the building with the mayor hard body as we do what we do on Tuesday night. So once again, man, Big Rich holding me down with the buttons and all that. And Miss Lorena doing what she do, man, making sure everything is crystal clear on GQ Palace Radio, a.k.a. GQ Palace Sports. Hope I got that out right and all that good stuff right there. So we got 20 minutes left to rock, man. I got to send a shout-out, rest in peace, shout-out to Don Zimmer, no doubt.
Man.
You know what I mean? Respect the dude, man. You know, I'll be remiss, man, if I didn't get my rest in peace shout-out to him, man. Don Zimmer, man. He's a dude, man, that just, you know, he said he never earned a dime outside of baseball.
Yeah, that's
gotta
true.
Respect that, man.
It's
gotta
a shame that
he said he never earned one thin cent outside of baseball. Baseball got him everything, you know, in life or whatever. You know, he suffered, you know, early in his career. He got beaned, you know, and he had a plate in his head.
Wow.
And all that good stuff right
wow.
there. He was manager of the Boston Red Sox. I know you remember Hollywood.
He
was the manager of the Cubs.
No, I don't,
you know,
sir.
What I mean?
I'm born in 78, sir. I don't remember half of nothing.
Oh, he was born in 78. He was born
I'm
when
a
he
baby.
Was getting good.
Hey.
Oh, you missed when Billy Martin and Reggie Jackson had a fight in the dugout?
Listen, you know what's so funny?
Oh, man.
You
missed when
so
George
funny?
Brett and Greg Nettles had a fight at third base in the playoffs, and they
yeah.
both stayed in the game?
Yeah, yeah,
Kia,
yeah.
They had a fight at a throwdown. George Brett
fight,
and Greg Nettles.
Kansas
City Royals was playing the Yankees in the playoffs. And I think Nettles
was
playing
in
the third
York?
Base. Huh?
Was this in New York or in Kansas City?
No, it was in Kansas City. It was in Kansas
oh,
City.
Wow.
I remember that.
So
you
know,
and hey, yo, kid, they was throwing down hard body. They was throwing soup bones. Bong, bong, bong. And they stayed in the game.
So
the umpires did not throw them out the game.
The third base was over there by the Yankees dugout then, the visiting dugout.
Yo, they was going in, man. But yeah, Hollywood,
mayor.
Man, you
mayor,
nah,
mayor,
come on,
mayor,
yo,
get, mayor,
you wasn't around when the Yankees came from 14 back
in 78. Nah, bro.
Oh,
hey, mayor,
man.
You know what's so sad though, bro? You know what's so sad? Getting back to Don Zimmer, the
yeah.
only thing people ever gonna remember Zimmer for was when Pedro flipped
when
that
Pedro
ball
threw
on that,
him on the ground.
Yo, I don't mean to laugh.
Yeah, but that was funny.
But that was some funny.
It was
that,
funny.
That was funny, bro. That was funny. I said, what, Pedro?
Pedro
said,
just
okay,
grabbed
old
me
man.
Like, he didn't miss him. He just kind of like did the ole, the bullfighter joint. You know what I mean? He got him out the way. The Red Sox and the Yankees are playing up at Fenway Park, and Pedro was throwing at the batters like Jorge Posada got hit. I think Derek Jeter got hit. And,
don't forget Kareem Garcia, baby.
Yeah,
don't
yeah, yeah. That's
Kareem
Garcia.
Garcia.
That's right. That's the one that set it off.
That's the –
Kareem Garcia
started
set
it all
off. Yeah.
Yep.
So after Kareem Garcia got hit, it just kind of like escalated. It was a fight. Don Zimmer ran up on Pedro Martinez. Pedro Martinez – I'm sure you've probably seen the highlight by now. Pedro
oh
Martinez,
God.
you know, I only thing I can describe it like one of those bullfighter moves. Like he did the Olay joint on him, right? Like, and Don Zimmer was rolling around on the ground. You know what I mean? But I mean, after that, you like once Don Zimmer got up and he was okay, then you could kind of laugh. But when it happened, you was like, "Oh snap!" You're like, "No, he gonna kill that old man, yo." You know what I'm saying? But that's how it was, man. But Don Zimmer, man, was that dude, a great ambassador
Derek,
for baseball, man.
Derek Jeter had some nice words to say about.
Yeah, he's definitely gonna be missed, man. Word up.
Yeah.
I hate to tell y'all this, man, but you know, I can't watch Derek Jeter anymore.
Yeah,
I'm
you
sorry,
better watch
I can't.
Derek Jeter.
I
you
can't.
Gonna, you,
I
mean,
Jesus.
It is what it is, man.
Bro, I mean, this guy here now, man. I mean, I you know, let me tell you something. I hate to see. An aging player, bro. I really
right,
hate to
right,
see an
right,
aging
right, right.
player. I just really do. It's sad. You know, everybody's like, you know, we here in the present now. Don't look at the past. But Derek Jeter was one hell of a baseball player. And what he's
you,
doing
you
right now,
you,
it's sad,
you
it's sad to watch him.
as a Yankee fan, you had him, you had the both ways of him, seeing him not playing well now and then him playing well. So you take it all in grace. I mean, he's still Derek Jeter. I mean, you know, he's aging. You know he is. You know he's
yeah, but he's a liability now. He's
but
a liability on the opposite end.
I
hate to use that word. I'm sorry. I love Derek Jeter.
I think liability is a little bit too harsh, Charlie.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy. I mean,
you know
come
what I'm saying?
On. When he finally gets
there.
Hold on.
It's Derek Jeter, man.
Give me the last hard hit. Give me the last big hard hit he got.
I don't need to give you the last nothing.
Last year, a couple weeks ago, he was on a little tear. He's doing his numbers. What do you expect him to do?
What numbers is he doing? He hit 250.
So what?
One home run, 12 RBIs, bro.
Brian McKinnon.
All right, okay. Let me ask you a question.
Come on, yo. You got to give Derek Jeter a play, yo.
I love him, man. I love that guy, man. I'm telling you, I love Jeter. I love him. But listen, man, it's just to the point right now. It's like when he comes up the back, you know, it's an out.
So what you going to do? You going to sit Derek Jeter on the bench?
No, you can't do that, though.
All right,
I'm
saying, what you talking about?
I'm talking about I just
can't
watch him anymore. I can't.
You know what I mean? I mean, you know, my thing with Derek Jeter was this. They should have stuck Derek Jeter in left field. I said they should have stuck Derek Jeter in left field.
But what does that have to do with his offense? He's not hitting anything.
I think playing in left field would took a little bit more away from him than playing shortstop because he has to exert more energy playing shortstop.
Bro,
Derek Jeter in left field.
I'd rather have your boy Khalil Alameez up there.
And Derek Jeter will be all right.
Oh, God.
Yep.
You know who else I can't watch?
You
know who else I can't? You know who else I can't watch either? I'm starting not to like him.
They did it with Craig Biggio. Why they couldn't do it with Derek Jeter?
You heard this? You know who I'm starting not to like watching hit either? They're horrible at the plate, man. Soriano.
Soriano's a bum, man.
He swings at my mother if they throw up there.
Soriano's a bum.
Soriano's
a bum.
Beltran.
I'm hating to say it, but it's starting to look like Brian McCann is a bum. And I said that when the Yankees first got Brian McCann.
I don't think so yet.
He's going to be garbage for the Yankees.
I don't think he's going to be a bum yet. I'm going to let
him. He's hitting 225.
No, but you know what, though? You know, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt for one reason.
Why?
Switching over.
Is he making $100 million?
No, switching over from one league to the other. I'm going to give him that for a while.
Are you serious?
I'm going to give him that. I'm just going to give him that for a little while. Just a little while.
Oh, come on, yo.
But at the end of July, he's still hitting under
two. And he's going to give you that, but he's going to call Derek Jeter liability.
And he's going to call exactly. He's going to call Derek Jeter liability.
Yeah, but you know what? At least I know I could get a swing out of McCann every now and then to go over that fence.
You know what? You done discredit yourself when you call Derek Jeter liable that you can't watch
him.
Come on, Hollywood. Oh, boy. I knew I should have never said nothing about Derek Jeter.
I wish Ms. Marina had the boo button working.
So
next week we're going to have the boo button in effect. And we owe Hollywood a boo on the boo button. I'm going to write that down. We owe Hollywood a boo. The boo button will be back in effect next week.
Give McCann a second. Give McCann, but gonna call Derek Jeter a liability.
Oh, come on, my dude.
You said, you don't even know how you sound when you say that.
There you go. That's what it is. But
I'm not calling
Jeter
a bum.
You better be glad. What
you got to say about the Houston Astros?
Oh, they playing well. They're playing well. I like Houston's youth. I like that manager. I like Cooper. I like him.
Bo Porter?
Is it cool? I thought it was Cooper. Why am I calling him Cooper?
It's Bo Porter.
Yeah, I keep calling him Bo Cooper. I don't know why. I'm sorry.
Because you think that Derek Jeter is a liability. That's why.
Oh, go ahead.
You know what? You know, he can get stoned for that comment.
He can get what?
I said you can get stoned for that comment.
Stoned for that comment?
I thought he was already stoned already. That's how he made the comment.
Yes, I am.
I thought he was stoned already. I'm sorry, Mr. Lina. I'm sorry.
Talk about some shout out to Teacher Chong.
But the Houston Astros, man, George Springer, they just called up this other dude, John Singleton. I mean, you know, they're definitely not going to lose 100 games this year.
Oh, no, forget about that. You know
they're not
going to
lose
100
games this year. Kia, you're not getting away. You got anything to say about your Kansas City Royals?
Oh, I did pick them, right?
Yes, you did.
I did, too. I did, too.
Yes, you did.
Don't keep pushing. You know what?
I'm going to set
the Kansas City Royals after the playoff break. After the All-Star break to see what's going on. But, yes, you know, I can't believe, yeah, looking at it now, I did pick them, too.
And you see the Cleveland Indians, right?
They're horrible.
Yeah, I know. You called that one.
Horrible side?
I'm talking about Kansas City.
Oh, yeah. Kansas City.
I picked them to win the division.
Moustakas is supposed to be the truth. Mike Moustakas at third base. He's supposed to be the truth.
Yeah.
He ain't doing nothing.
How about Minnesota? And I like them signing Kendrys Morales.
Yo, Minnesota Twins, they second baseman. They second baseman going to be in the All-Star game. He got 13 home runs already.
Mm.
Their second baseman for a minute. His name escapes me right now. But I think he's a rookie or he's in his second year. He's going to be in the All-Star game. Robinson Cano got some competition, yo.
I'm going to tell y'all, y'all better watch out for it, too. His name is
Brian Dozier. Played for Minnesota Twins.
Yeah, he's good, Dozier. He's good.
Yeah.
He's real good. But y'all better watch out for the Chicago White Sox.
Oh, man. The White Sox.
No.
Abreu's going to hit 50 home runs and the White Sox going to finish third.
I don't know.
Abreu, I mean, the pitcher that they got, you know, the White Sox was on Detroit Seals 2 years ago. So, you know what I mean? Last year, they just fell off the map. But,
yeah,
the White Sox, man, they're going to be in the building, man. But, again, you know, they got a young team, too, man. Abreu is a beast.
He's smashing
the ball, you know what I'm saying? And
I hope he's clean, bro.
American League Central, man, because Cleveland's going to be in the building.
I hope he's clean.
Cleveland's
going to
definitely be there, yo.
I hope Abreu's clean, bro. That's all I'm going to tell you. I hope he's clean. I think he's clean. You never know, man. I hate to say it. You never know.
After all the scrutiny they put on players now, you think he's still going to try to get over?
People getting suspended in the minor leagues today?
Yeah, that's true. You're right. I don't trust any of these people, bro.
You know the rumor going around again about Pujols. Like, starting up again?
That's him, man. You know, I think this Pujols, once he got that money, he pulled the Sean Alexander, and he didn't want to show up no more.
Man.
He pulled the Sean Alexander once he got all that money. And Josh Hamilton is even worse. Josh Hamilton smoked up all his money.
Yeah, he's still on that stuff, man.
You know what I mean? So that makes it even worse, man. But, yeah, man, you in the building, man. We'll ask a further review, man. GQ Palace Radio, a.k.a. GQ Palace Sports, is in the building, hard body, as we do what we do.
What's up with this AKA tonight?
Huh?
What's up with this AKA tonight?
Because that's what it is, man. It's GQ Palace Radio, a.k.a. GQ Palace Sports. I just had to put that out there.
You stressing that AKA
make sure everybody gets their shine,
bro.
You know what I'm saying? Make sure everybody gets their name recognition and product placement, because, you know, product placement is very important. So I had to put it out there. GQ Palace Radio, a.k.a. GQ Power Sports, is in the building. So that's how we're doing it. You know what I mean? After further review, is in the building. Yo, listen, man. On another note, man, what's your opinion? I got Key in the building with me and Mr. Hollywood holding me down for the last few minutes of the show. What's your opinion, man, on the shift in baseball, man, when they have these shifting defenses on particular batters like David Ortiz or somebody like that? What do you feel about, you know, you feel like it's fair or do you feel like the unfair advantage to the defense, or what do you think about the shift in baseball?
How many players on the field at one time supposed to be? Nine?
Nine.
As long as they have nine players on there, they can do whatever they want to do, as long as they're not altering the game.
If they wanted to put one in the stands, you know what I mean? That's their prerogative. They can put it where
they want.
That's
what I'm telling you.
The idea, didn't they say Hollywood, the idea is to hit it where they ain't?
Yeah.
So, what's the problem?
Well, to answer your question, what I think about the shift, how about the batter's adjustment? That's the real question here.
Yes.
What happened to the batter's adjustment?
Down the third base line while everybody's playing down the right field line.
Did y'all hear something about the, NCAA's I'm going to add, 30 seconds to the clock for, I think it's going to be a tryout or something.
30 seconds to the what clock?
To the shot clock in basketball.
Are you kidding?
I'm just reading.
What, are you going to be a minute clock now?
Mm-hmm.
You got to be kidding.
Yep.
I did hear something about that.
I'm sick and tired. I know every couple of months we go from each sport to sport with these changes. I'm sick and tired.
It's a lot of changes that's going on, man.
I'm gonna start watching sports soon, bro. I'm telling you, I'm gonna watch
old
games.
It's a lot of changes that's going on. It ain't our grandpa's game, man. It ain't even our pop's game no more, man. It's almost getting unrecognizable. The seasons are overlapping each other. You can't tell one season from the next. You know what I'm saying? Nobody really has an off season anymore.
No.
Because they're working out and they get ready for the next season. So
are you speaking so much about football? Because I say to myself, the Super Bowl ends in February, and then the last week of February they're back to training. I'm like, what is going on?
I mean, it's in general, my dude. In general.
No, yeah, I agree with
you. Yeah, in general.
I agree.
You know, I mean, like you said, the Super Bowl is in February. You know, the next thing you know, you got the Final Four in March. After the Final Four is over, then you got baseball season popping up at the end of March. The first week of April is supposed to be baseball season. Now you got the baseball season at the end of March. Going into November.
It's crazy, man.
After Halloween, Election Day, they still playing baseball. You know what I mean? So, I everything is overlapping. You can't really tell one season to the next. You know, you can't, you know, you don't recognize what a penalty is no more. You're watching the whole game. You don't know what's what. And they still got replay, and they still can't get it right.
I don't understand that nonsense. And it's not only replay where they're going back to watch it themselves. They're calling New York for replays, and they're getting it wrong. Like, what is
happening? And
they still
getting it wrong.
Yeah,
so
what's happening here?
I don't know what's going on in the world, man. I just got to, you know, be thankful, man, that we could talk about it, man, in a logical sense. It kind of makes some sense out of it, man, and enjoy it for what it is and grasp and gravitate towards certain teams that we like and hope, you know, that our team, you know, makes our belief in them, you know, worthwhile, man. That's all we could do at this certain point, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, before you know it, man, you know, sports is going to play itself to a point where it's unrecognizable. It's happening like that already with football.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
There.
It's happening like that already with baseball. You know what I'm saying? They get ready to pay kids to go to college to play sports.
You know what I mean?
So just imagine how much would they pay Barry Sanders, Billy Sims? How much would they pay them?
O.J. Simpson,
Lawrence Taylor when he was at North Carolina,
right?
You know what I'm saying? O.J.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So I mean, again, man, the landscape and everything has changed so much, and we feel, and I feel basically, as a man of a certain age, I feel blessed to have seen it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In its purest form, when it really was about a game, when it was less about the dollars and more about the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
We come together, man, on Tuesday nights, man, and rock out, have fun, talk what we talk, man. It's a shark's pit in here, man. So understand that.
And
if
that
you don't,
it,
you know have
what?
Your thing together, you'll definitely get chewed out and you'll definitely get screamed on, because that's how we do it. It's the mayor in the building.
That makes it so much different, and I'm just only speaking for me, make it so much different where you can like, maybe I don't know, you know, certain baseball players, whatever, but just to grasp with sometimes what you and Hollywood are talking about, whatever, like, wow, you know, whatever. But sometimes I really peaked and I really come to the understanding. Have that unknowledgeable stuff that he posted just because he posted. You know what? That's just pure comedy. But when you get here on Tuesday and listen to guys, and you, like you said, missing great debates and hearing debates, that's all what it's about. Sports. They're all.
Yeah, but Kia.
I think
but
that little memes and all that little stuff, that's funny. Just like a Michael Sam situation. I mean, y'all, that's funny, foolish.
But Kia and May, I got a question to ask y'all, seriously. We are the ones who support these owners, correct? By going to games.
Going to games and stuff like that, right.
When do our opinion count? Like, when can we go and say, we don't want this in sports? We want it the way it used to be. When do our opinion count?
I mean, to answer your question, that's a good question, my dude. And to answer it the only way, and it seems like the cold-hearted answer, but you just got to shut it down. You can't, you know... You can't watch it no more. You can't support it no more. You can't, you know, watch it on your TV systems no more. You can't do none of that, man. But I don't know if it's going to affect any change, because the game is still going to go on. But
well, not if
I
everybody just not if a majority of us, and see, it just can't be three of us. It's got to be broad.
Man,
you know
how long the waiting list is to buy tickets to New York Giants games.
So if somebody else said they didn't want to support the Giants no more, there'd be a fan, hey, you've been waiting 15 years for these Giants tickets. Today is your lucky day. And they will scoop them joints right on up and be sorry.
Yeah.
We had so much fun today. You missed it. But, you know, I mean, again, I get your point. But real quick, man, we get ready to get out of here, man. Shout out to everybody that called. Hollywood Kia in the building with me. My man Sean Black, Sean Bliggity holding me down. My man Brian in the building. My man Matt in the building. Check me out every day, man. After Further Review, shout out to War Room Sports. Shout out to Partly Sunny Cruz. Big shout out to the homie Rich Money, man, for holding me down. Mr. Levine in the building. I hope you enjoyed yourself, man. After Further Review, every Tuesday night, man, from 8 to 10. 646-200-3838 is the mathematics, man. I'm the mayor, man, and I just try to, you know, call it like I see it, man. Have some fun with the sports thing. I'm passionate about what I do, man, and I hope that it shows in the conversation, man. And if you just choose to listen, man, we salute you, man. Thank you, and hope that you learn something. And to those other sports groups, man, holler at your boy, man. I've been trying to tell y'all this for the longest time, man. Cut the comedy out, man. Cut the Photoshops out, man, and get down to some serious talk, man.
You might
get respected for something, man. You know what I mean? But again, I'm in the building. I'm always available to be checked with. But you come aiming at the king, you best not miss. It's
what's
the
your
man,
verdict?
Man, after further review on DQ Palace Radio, a.k.a. DQ Palace Sports. I'll see y'all next week, man. It's the man. I'm out of here. Peace.
He didn't give his verdict key on who about Shepard.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on a pro. You want to join the conversation, gotta pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap. The game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches. The mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, or clay. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. And when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
This is Johan, and when I'm not practicing law or being a professor out at Hofstra University, I talk sports, I debate sports. For some great sports talk and debate, check out the Mayo on After Further Review on Tuesday nights. Call in, call in, call in, call in.